This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hello.
Show me breasts. Yes.
Hi. Hope so.
Oh, boy.
Buzzy's got his PJs on.
That's right. I'm ready.
Oh, you got the robe and everything.
Yes, I do. Got his PJ silken pajama bottoms on.
Fantastic.
I slipped into something a little more comfortable.
Look at you.
Just waiting for the list now from Commandant Spiewak.
I know that there are a bevy of women up in the upstairs office. That's where I have my little office outside, and they were all in there giggling, and now we have a lady that just opened the door and showed her butt.
Waiting for a total now. I'm waiting to be disappointed.
It's usually disappointment, isn't it?
Let's see what happens.
What's our status?
Out of 10, we have a new promised that they would be here today and wrote and emailed and called and double called and triple called.
Yeah, that always happens, yes.
6 are actually here right now.
That's a fine percentage. That's better than 50%.
Oh, my.
That's the way it always goes with strip trivia. It's you know what it is? It's the last minute cold feet.
I got to pull out the old pep talk tape. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Please. Ladies, gentlemen, I've never pulled this one out before.
Go for it.
Here you go.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? I want to ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something.
Let me just stop this by prefacing this by saying...
Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah. This is simply for those gals that are not filling the 4 slots today.
The ones not post. The ones that are here.
No.
No. For those four
for those
women,
who chose,
yes.
Who chose of their own free will to disappoint us.
We cannot put a sticker on our helmets. We cannot start the show in a missing...
Man formation.
Missing vagina formation.
No, we cannot. We have to go forward. Uh-huh. And they have...
And guys, you know, when they were calling like hotcakes, when I was throwing them away yesterday and the day before, when I believe it was Mike that said, how about alternates? And I
said... Well, I knew what would happen.
Mike, my fault. I said, I believe. Yeah.
6 out of 10 is comparatively on strip trivia is a fantastic percentage.
But still, for those women... For those four.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? I want to ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman? Huh? I really want to know. Or do you think it was just another one of his minor mistakes, like tidal waves, earthquakes, floods? You don't think God makes mistakes? Of course he does. We all make mistakes.
That's right, ladies.
Of course, we make mistakes, they call it evil. When God makes mistakes, they call it nature.
Listen to Jack. Jack knows.
So what do you think? Women.
Strip trivia.
Steak? Or did he do it to us on purpose?
He did it to us on purpose, Jack.
Because I really want to know.
He screwed us.
If there's a mistake, maybe we could do something about it.
He screwed us.
Find a cure.
No.
Invent a vaccine.
6 out of 10.
Build up our immune systems.
60%, Jackson. That's all.
Exercise.
Great.
You know, 20 push-ups a day, and you never have to be afflicted with women ever again.
Wow.
Wow.
That's why he gets Academy Awards. That's Jack Nicholson, Witches of Eastwick.
And now, just to be fair, for those 6 beautiful MILFs.
Those wonderful women.
And for all I know, maybe those 4 other are on their brooms. On their way here right now.
These women are going to be fun, I can tell already.
Let's turn it around. That was an ugly tape, and we deserve to be slapped in the face.
Well, you know, I have to admit that I appreciate your directness, Daryl, and I will try and be as direct and honest with you as I possibly can be.
Thank you.
I am positive that you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life. You know, in the short time we've been together, you have demonstrated every loathsome characteristic of the male personality and even discovered a few new ones. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. Well, you know, you're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
Do you like to be on the top or the bottom?
I forgot what a great movie that is.
Oh, and incidentally, happy, happy second, bordering third, night of Hanukkah.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you, Big Al.
Take care.
Thank you, Big Al.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they?
Oh, no.
I ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something.
We already heard
Do you think
one.
God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! 6 out of 10.
Oh. Hi there.
Get you in the Hall of Fame, right?
She's all you'd ever want. 600 average. She's the kind I'd like to take to dinner.
And yes,
make you the greatest hitter.
In Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that. Make you the greatest hitter of all time.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Whoa, 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 ladies.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Uh-huh.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
But look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
That is funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Is everybody happy?
Well, we're trying. What do you think of us?
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down, down, God damn it, they're fags.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Right.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Buzz,
where are you now, Jesus? Oh, and hello, Colette.
You are Steve-wack. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head ass.
Who is?
That was a she.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
She's a lady.
Yeah, here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don.
Well, hi there.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
What about the vagina?
Right. Welcome.
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 She's a lady.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? Can I ask you something? You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created a woman?
I'm going to pick that one up and add it to my DVD collection. That's a good little movie.
Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
That's a good movie I have in my collection.
That bitch!
I don't know what collection that's from. Basic cable.
So, hi, welcome, Don and Mike Show. Here it is, everybody. Bad word for poop, acronym SHI Thursday.
Thursday already, hard to believe.
Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. But there will not be much small talk today.
Good.
We're going to get right to it.
We got a lot to do. Even with six, that's going to take some time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do it, right?
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
But have you learned how to say it in Japanese, my friend?
No, I have not. I'm still working on that.
Well, get to the internet, figure it out, give us a call back.
Godspeed. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Safe home. They found it catchy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, got a question for Don and Mike?
You've called the right
number. This is us.
Hey, guys, what's up? Radio God.
You did it again. You did it again.
Regis and Kelly, and he made some comment about coming back through the airport and getting his bags checked, and the lady made him squirt out his toothpaste, and he said, I would love to squirt it in your mouth. And if you...
Hold it.
Listen. When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours.
Plotting ahead.
Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
So you... hold on. Say what you were going to say now.
I said I T-voted Kelly and Regis, and they made some comment about him getting his bags checked, coming back to the airport, and he had a big tube of toothpaste, and the old gal made him squirt it out, and he said he just would have loved to squirt it right in her mouth, and the way he said that...
That would be a funny tape. That'd be really funny if we had that tape for the show.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to squirt it into her mouth, but anyway...
I guess you haven't been listening for the last couple of days.
We've been playing that for 3 days.
At least.
Hello?
Friend?
Or just hang up.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
I wanted to squirt it into her mouth, but anyway.
That is he did say so that. Unfair.
He did say he was watching with TiVo. Right. I know it's a time shift world, but, you know, come on.
Wouldn't you not agree, you more than anybody else?
Live in the now.
Would you tell everyone that is on the show that watches it and people that watch it at home that is a show best enjoyed fresh out of the oven?
That's right.
You need to enjoy that show live.
It's like good bread. It's like a good bowel movement. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Fresh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, how you doing? I just got a quick question. I live in the Baltimore area, and y'all show...
Congratulations on that.
All right.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. Yeah, show cut off at 6 o'clock. I need to know how to get to the show. I don't want to miss a moment of the MILF program.
The best way to do that would be to pop on the internet.
Go to one of the streams.
Thank you.
Or drive on down here.
The MILF program.
Mm-hmm. However, I don't know which moron is in charge of the WJFK stream. Our show gets streamed over various radio station sites. We got an awful lot of emails. Remember yesterday or the day before, the guy called and said, why don't you fix the levels?
Yep.
I can't hear nothing on the microphone.
Had some technical problems with the stream.
But we got a bunch of emails indicating that for the last couple of days on the WJFK stream, they've been running the Jim Rome show at the exact same time as they're running our show.
Well, that's not good at all.
How'd that work?
That's very difficult.
I'm just telling you the emails that I saw.
Yeah. It does not take away, though, from the important thing about the stream of the show. If you put one of those pregnancy tests in the stream of our show, it'll tell you whether you're pregnant or not.
You just lick it, and you find out if you can hear the show or not.
Just lick it.
I think a good stream is the Las Vegas station stream.
Is that a good one?
I think so.
But the JFK one coming originating from our website here, that's difficult?
Well, we got about five emails about it yesterday.
Okay, that's not good.
Saying that something was screwed up with the stream.
Mm-hmm.
It's global warming. Hello?
Yeah, blame it on that. Yeah.
Don and Mike. Hi there.
Hi, I hope Mike brings up Carla today because I fill up every time.
Because you what every time?
He fills up.
Like you get all cloudy? And he's gone too. A lot of hit and runs today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just fills up a glass.
Get used to that.
Carla, you like me, right? I mean, it sounds like the listeners might.
I thought he sucked.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Nothing I can say to that.
What time should I pull out my beach towel out of the dryer, nice and warm, and get my lotion for the number three show?
We're going to meet the girls here in just a moment.
I love it when somebody takes that reference just a little further along.
You are smooth, sir.
Yeah, you're Mr. Smoothie.
I bet he is.
Make sure your mom's out of the house.
I bet he uses her razor. Hello there.
To shave his face.
He's smooth. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just want to know if the Asian lady showed up today.
That's the question I have because I didn't see the Asian lady upstairs. Is the Asian lady here, Rob?
Oh. No. Or our woman of color. I didn't
see
her.
What was her excuse?
Both of them were solid locked in and then incommunicado.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? I ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
Oh, that lady who looked like Hank Hill's neighbor even sent us a picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the celebrity she most resembles.
But the lady who started it all, who got us really ramped up, is here. Yes. And that, of course, I remember her name. That was Beth, right?
Yes.
And she is in the building.
Well, let's meet these girls. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I wanted to tell Rob I got my vasectomy today. I feel great. He's got nothing to worry about.
Rob, this guy got his vasectomy today.
Well, what I've been reading is that no matter what the doctor says, the most important thing to do on day one is go out and shovel snow.
Get her done, and then move some furniture.
If you can. Rake leaves, anything. Just some mild activity.
Leg lifts.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You'll have me suicidal.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Tons of fun.
I have mentioned it before. It's beyond ironic. The song does make me.
Mm-hmm.
Suicidal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods, I love you.
Hi there, hey, thank you. Love you, long time.
Got a quick mention for Buzz.
Yes?
Let him know Caligula is now on DVD.
Well, I thought it had been, but thanks for the tip anyway.
Hi, right, Buzz, love you.
Hi, right. And right. You, I think.
Somebody got that for me.
Yeah, I think it's been out.
Somebody buy that for me as a present? I think I got Caligula.
Well, they released it right after Buzz did the commentary.
The director's cut.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
In this
scene.
Is that what I have diarrhea in Japanese?
No, that means like me some of that slow-pitted milk.
I don't even know.
God, they're out there. They're ramped up for today.
They are ramped up. All the beach towelers are there. Hi,
they
Don.
Are out there.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods. Love you guys.
Everybody gets their nut today.
Hey, I missed you for a month. I was down in San Diego on the fires.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They told us you were going down there.
Oh, man. Hey, I actually got interviewed by Larry King at one point.
You were a firefighter during the wildfires?
I work for the department. I'm not a firefighter. I'm a spokesperson. We'll be riding wild.
So you weren't out there, like, making a fire line?
No, I wasn't dragging hose, but I was giving information out, and I had to get one of those headset things on and talk to Larry King. And give
why
him
do you favor rape?
He asked a question, which was, why do horses stay in barns when there's fires? That was one of the questions. And then, hey, the reason I was calling is because I missed you guys.
Hold on, my friend.
Did you answer his question?
Hold on. If you were on TV with Larry King, and I believe you were, as a firefighter, and he said something innately stupid that has really no reverence to what's going on, why the horses stay in barns?
Has Larry never been in a barn and see that horses are tied up?
Well, I don't know, but I had a thing in my ear, and they said, you're on in like 5 minutes, so I could hear what he was asking other fire guys.
Oh, so you didn't hear, he didn't ask that question
to
you.
He didn't ask me, he asked the guy right before me, and the guy said, I don't know what to tell you, sir.
Every time Larry's seen a horse, it's been headed for the finish line.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Or not.
That's what I got in trouble with down in Miami.
But what I wanted to ask Mike is, I heard you singing Tom Jones earlier, and I was wondering if you... could you do like a whole song as Tom Jones? I know you can impersonate everybody. I think you're the best I've ever heard in my life. But
I don't think Tom Jones.
Maestro.
No. I don't think Tom Jones. What you should know is that Danny Gans, a fabulous performer out in Las Vegas.
No, I know that guy.
He really stole everything he does from me. So next time you enjoy the fabulous Danny Gans, I said, Danny, you know, the voices really aren't working for you, but if you can make those singing impressions, you'll have a full-fledged Las Vegas-style act.
Is that the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip?
No, that's George Wallace, Don. Not to, be confused with Taj. The amazing Jonathan.
Ah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi there. What's up?
I'm really excited about the MILF today.
We are, too.
It seems that everybody is.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted
to hear
also... I'll let you know that the fat guy on IMUS, his name is Rob.
That's the second day in a row we've gotten that one.
Oh, my.
I'll let you know the phones are working.
Okay. We know that as well.
That's good. We always know the phones are working when we get yesterday's show repeated to us.
This is a bunch of pent-up sexual energy. Uh-huh. What this is think back to the first time that you knew you were going to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the first time you got laid, but the first time that you knew for sure, guaranteed, you were going to get some hot bath towel action.
Baby!
And this
baby!
This is going to be the best stimuli, because what is the biggest, most erotic organ in your body? Mm-hmm. It is your brain.
That's your brain, baby.
So who cares if those sisters look like Patty and Selma from The Simpsons?
They're gonna be out of control. You know they're going to be out of control. I already know they're going to be out of control, and I will tell you that it is my opinion that the mothers that are participating in this, this will be, without question, the most fun that we have ever had with this game.
I agree.
They're ready to go.
Those two moms, are their names are what, Kitty and Kathy, the sisters? Is that?
Catherine and Kathleen and something like that?
Oh, Kitty. I like Kitty and Kathy.
I think that's one of them identified themselves as Kitty. Mm-hmm. Hi, Don. It's Kitty. Can I use the bathroom?
I knew as soon as they walked in that they were, you know, it's obvious that they're twins.
Yes.
And there are some very handsome women upstairs that are getting ready to play this game.
Oh, boy. See, I've not seen anybody except for Patty and Selma.
Oh, you'll be pleased.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to ask if you know how much Danny Gans's tickets are going for in Vegas to go see him.
I believe, Mike, you paid, $500 a ticket?
Yeah,
the last
but I, that
time
was,
you were there.
I didn't pay that face value. I just tipped the maitre d' when I was there. What are you paying for them, ma'am?
I paid $175 a piece for them.
And how did you enjoy the show?
We didn't go.
Okay. Why?
Okay.
Why'd you pay
bye.
That? Hey, hello?
She's gone.
Oh, bye.
$175 is a bargain. You should see Danny do Hannah Montana.
He's a talented mimic.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Clear the lines and get on with the show.
Oh, they're horny out there.
See all the angry young boys.
They don't want to hear us flap our gums.
They've cleared their skin. Now, keep in mind, these are the same, God love them, C-blockers. When we've been trying to call for chicks.
Yes.
Yeah, now they want us to get on with it.
The last couple of days, you know, everybody enjoyed, you know, hey, what's my stat?
Yeah.
I'm a loser. I've called the show 500 times, gotten on the air 3 times. Yes!
Not to mention the, hello, hello, I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
I never tire of that.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, guys, big fan. I wanted to take you guys back and let you know that our family joke is paint your bald spot.
Wow. What are you talking about, honey?
What was the pause between you said our family joke? What, did you just lock up there for a second?
We didn't ask for a family joke.
No, my husband's calling in and I'm ignoring him.
Oh, so when you get that little beep, are you able to keep talking or do you have to pause and look?
I have to, I was looking to see if it was someone important.
Are you?
Hold on. We have to take another call. Hold on, please.
No!
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? Can I ask you something? You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
Again, no. Now back to you. Hi.
Hi. No, don't you guys remember? Wasn't that from Larry King?
Yes.
And the guy would go paint your bald spot?
Hey, what was that?
It was years ago, but that's our...
No. What was that? What was that?
Just now.
Just what?
That.
A bus? A bus?
I'm just taking advantage of the fact that you're easily distracted.
Look, bunnies.
A butterfly!
Well, I just wanted to call and say I like you guys.
Duh. Okay, well...
God almighty, what is wrong with you?
We like you too, honey.
We do.
It's too bad you're not down here playing our game today.
My girlfriend was on last week, and you guys loved her. She was that sexy teacher. You were heard out, like, jazz.
What is your husband calling you about? I can hear it now. I can hear the phone dropping out. Now your husband's calling you again.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. I heard it drop out on the phone.
Did he? Oh, no. Maybe. I know. No one's calling in right now.
Is there a chance there's another family
joke?
Yes,
she is.
Is there a chance there's another family joke they don't tell you about?
No.
Like, perhaps.
Oh, Robbie.
In the mirror?
No.
Okay, duh. What's your favorite dessert?
Mine, strawberries and chocolate.
Chocolate.
All right, Rob, you started this. You finish it, son.
Let's see. What do you do for a living, ma'am?
Nothing. I stay at home with my kids.
I see. Are they special?
No.
Why wouldn't you think your children are special? Every child is different.
Are you letting Robbie blow off a little steam here now? Is that what you're doing?
You know,
he's had a tense morning.
I mean, I got nothing against this gal. She seems nice enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and we've played the bitchly cow corn tape.
Sure.
And just, Rob steps up sometimes. And
he likes to make sure that the women are on the floor before he kicks.
I got to give him credit. You can step away because you already won when you asked her if her
children were special.
You've gone in a new direction, boy.
Yes.
Rather than simply ask her what her favorite dessert might be.
Just like Rocky II, Don. Right when they expect me to box left-handed.
There you
go. Pow! Right. God bless you, ma'am, and your kids.
She's gone, Rob.
Just
don't need to worry about her anymore.
I forgot that that was the trick in Rocky II.
Yeah.
Right.
God, you big dope.
He likes to.
Like nobody was really mad at that lady.
Right. No,
Rob
no.
stepped up and his cheeks got all red.
Mm-hmm. I know
you were.
Rob, that's the thing. When you speak to the women, I do feel legitimate anger. And that's what makes it real. That's what makes you able to say, "Are your children special?"
You know what? When the worm turned?
Yeah.
When she said, "We have a family joke, and it is."
Yeah, and she paused.
Long pause.
And we didn't like that.
Paint your bald spot. At that point, she should have just hung up without ever saying, "Paint your bald spot."
Anyway, you won.
We'll never get it back.
Okay.
I hope she calls back. Call me at home.
You won with special children.
Wow.
We knew where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Don.
Hi, and Mike, and we're all here. Hi.
Listen, I haven't listened to your show for a while, and I want to ask you a question. I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Yes, baby.
About Big Cheryl.
Cheryl the Big Dyke?
Oh, Cheryl passed away, unfortunately.
She passed away.
Yes.
She did?
Yes, she did. We're very sad to tell you that.
How long ago?
A couple of months ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I heard you made mention of it around Thanksgiving time, and I wasn't sure what was going on. There's been a lot of things going on with my daughter, too. And I wanted to call you and ask you that. Okay.
Ma'am? Rob, don't ask her for her daughter.
No, I'm not.
Don't
tell
ask
you
her for her daughter's special.
If you Google Cheryl Spector, there's great, great obits about her online. Yeah. You'll enjoy reading them.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me write that down.
Spector, Spector.
Like Phil, the killer.
Big ass, little P.
Or like a ghost, a goblin.
Spector.
Okay, Cheryl.
Spector.
Spector, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really glad I brought that up.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Hi to your children.
I'm really sad to hear that.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you, honey.
Thank you
for the call.
You have a good one.
You too. Cheryl appreciates it as well.
You have a good one, too.
Bye-bye.
I didn't say nothing.
Good for
I just told her to have a good one.
You're a better man for it.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Do you realize if I was going to go to the Redskins game, I would have to leave right now?
Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll play strip. You deserve it. If anybody deserves to go to a game.
It's 3:26 p.m. Do you realize? Seriously, if I wanted to
The parking lot's opened a half an hour ago.
If I wanted to get to the goddamn Redskins game, which is about literally, I ask you not, what, 17 miles from here?
17 miles with an 8:15 kickoff.
I would have to leave now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Hi to everybody in that dumb traffic.
Is tonight the national Christmas tree lighting also?
Yes, it is.
Once again, timing is everything.
Good night to go out in your car.
Yes, seriously, I recommend. Everybody drive downtown. Good idea. And drive out of town on the Largo side.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, what's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods, my idols, how are you?
Hi there.
I just wanted to say how sad it is today that we have to know that our buddy, Kiefer Sutherland, is going to jail.
Yeah, but I like Kiefer's strategy of jumping into the Huskow right away, not waiting till February, which he could have done.
But don't you think that he's going to break out of there, just, you know, go Jack Bauer style?
Because he can.
No. You know, I think it's almost a preemptive mood because over the years, hasn't Kiefer Sutherland really gone craziest around the holidays?
He jumped into the Christmas tree.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be a good idea maybe just to lock him up every year
during the holidays,
over the holidays. 30 days
through New Year's,
even if he's done nothing wrong, and just tell him, you know what, you're building up credit here.
Yes, it's
so that the next time you go out and you pee in someone's Christmas tree and pull down your pants in a restaurant.
It's the January 2nd, Kiefer. We're letting you out today, but hey, remember, you still have that Super Bowl.
30 days, Kiefer.
Like Otis.
Yeah, so right. 48 days he's got. He's got 48 days in the slammer.
Here's your cranberry sauce off to jail.
But he chose. He had the choice. He could have gone through the holiday season. I think it's a good call. I think it's a smart move on his part. Then by the time the sentence is up, he'll be ready for spring.
Would be cool if he busted out, though.
Sure would, MacGyver.
I thought it would.
It sure would.
But actually, if you're also thinking about the writer's strike, by that time, maybe things will be okay. Why not go in now?
Yeah, that's smart.
Get out of there.
The other thing that I noticed in the news, and then we'll meet the ladies, and I promise all you beach towelers will start the the show here, was at the Sean Taylor funeral. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this was reported or not. What the frick was O.J. Simpson doing there?
Was he really?
Yeah, and I Googled that and found out that his kids went to the same prep school as Sean Taylor's girlfriend. But, I mean, really, of all the people to show up, and it wasn't widely reported, but, you know.
Man, I didn't even know that that was the case, that he had showed up there. And, of course, it is Miami, and I guess that's where Juice lives, down around that area. So that might have had something to do with it, too. But, boy, I had no idea that he was at that funeral.
All right, so we got that. We mentioned the Kiefer Sutherland thing. And then the last thing before we get – before it's time to start rubbing. Before it's friction time.
Friction time.
Before palm touches skin.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Lee Gifford had lunch yesterday with a hunky younger guy. The biggest movie star in Mexico, and she was not wearing her gigantic Frank Gifford football ring.
Whoa, really?
Her wedding ring.
So he's going for a little cougar action.
Place is Michael's, East 55th Street, and they were carrying on pictures, et cetera, et cetera.
Just the two of them?
Just the two of them.
Oh, wow.
She is a hot 50-something cougar.
Let's
he is.
That.
He is 33.
I think, Kathy Lee, you are not being treated well by your man.
My man can't even hear the dinner bell.
Why don't we finish our meal and then go across the street to the hotel and have sex?
All right, so what's the story? She's seen out with this guy.
Hmm? Is there an explanation yet?
Yes, listen to the spin.
She knows how to spin.
I knew you would ask. I broke my finger, and my ring is being resized. That's all, trust me. All right, then what's the deal with you going out with this the number one movie star in Mexico?
Yeah.
We met at a party in Greenwich, Connecticut, and my whole family, we invited him to stay with us. That's right.
The whole family. Hold on a second.
Hold on, Mike.
Wow.
It's a quote from Kathy Lee. She says he's been lodging with the Giffords, Frank, Cody, and Cassidy.
Wow.
Because they like him.
So he's staying at their home.
Again, Kathy Lee Gifford, quote, Cody wants to be a film major. So having Eduardo around the house has been amazing him.
Wow. So they meet at a party, and I'm sure Giff had a lot to do with that, too.
Listen,
Eduardo wants to come over to the house, yeah.
Does everybody see what's going on?
Of course. She's got a man that's there to satisfy her needs.
While Giff is taking his daily 8-hour nap.
Right.
She's upstairs in the Pilates room.
Of course.
With this guy.
Working out.
You know, Giff will be, because what's Giff doing now? I would assume, isn't Giff probably on the rubber chicken circuit, where he's going from town to town, probably doing speaking engagements, because he's not on the air anymore. So you've got Gifford, who's probably still maintaining a fairly busy travel schedule.
How about this? You know, I read into this, the Kathy Lee Gifford that I know and love, that she's already got the next daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the man who's going to be she's had the sugar daddy, and now what you've got is a desire for Kathy Lee to have her needs met.
Eduardo.
Eduardo. Oh, and it's perfect for her. Eduardo?
Yeah, isn't it?
Excuse me, Eduardo, can you help me with this? I just can't straighten this picture.
The Giffords fell in love with his movies more than the actor.
Picture Jane Seymour in Wedding Crashers.
Then she also says, Cody, how about this for a direct quote from Kathy Lee Gifford?
All right.
Cody is learning a lot from Eduardo.
Oh, dear.
You see, Frank can't relate to Cody because he's too old. But Eduardo is the younger father.
Who is the guy? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, who is Eduardo?
Eduardo? How do you pronounce his last name? V-E-R-A-S-T-E-G-U-I.
Verástegui. Verástegui. Eduardo Verástegui.
I love it.
Verástegui.
I love your hot.
They all sound good.
Your hot Mexican breath.
My name, Kathy Lee. He's Eduardo Verástegui. I would like to stay in the apartment you have over your garage, if it is possible.
I cannot make love to you while I'm wearing my wedding ring from Frank.
I would appreciate it if would you take it off and put it in the dresser drawer. And Frank has just left for the airport. Would you like to sleep with me? I would like you to come to my apartment over your garage.
Would you please teach Cody about being a man?
I certainly will. I do not think your husband, Frank, he may have been a man in his day, but he is no longer a man today. I am Eduardo Verastigue. I will show you. And incidentally, if you will notice, I am very big. I am very large, as you can plainly see, because I, in my apartment that I have over your garage, I wear all the time the nylon shorts. Just nylon shorts that I have. I will help you with your household chores.
Lick my age spots, Eduardo.
They are not age spots, my dear.
Lick them off, Eduardo.
They are a beautiful game we will play called Connect the Dots. Take off your ring, please.
It's been so long since I've been with a man under 70.
You know, I must tell you, Kathy Lee, even though I notice that your breasts are pointing downward, I still think they are very, very beautiful.
There was a time when he called them the trophies.
The trophies are now belonging to Eduardo Verastigue. I am Eduardo. I will be the man. You know, and I know that Frank can no longer satisfy you in the bedroom. So what we will do is make an arrangement, you and me. I will take the apartment over the garage, and I will do household chores and satisfy you sexually.
But I must tell you something.
Yes, Kathy Lee.
Even Frank Gifford is not that senile and stupid that he would be able to see through a Fabio-looking man walking around shirtless and living with our family the whole time while you're giving me the baloney pony.
Oh, my lady, that means we must be extra careful. We will send Frank out to the hardware store in Greenwich, Connecticut, and that will be our time that we will be together. It takes very, very short period of time for Eduardo to finish intercourse.
I don't know how to tell you this.
Yes.
I think Cody might be gay.
That is no problem. I will teach him how to bullfight and also how to hunt bear. And when I say hunt bear, that means taking a gun out into the woods naked.
Ah. Also, my daughter Cassidy, she sells herself on the street.
There's nothing I can do about that. It is too late. You have been a bad mother. You have been a bad, bad mother.
Oh, tell me that again, Eduardo.
We shall make love.
Tell me I am a bad mother.
You're a bad mother.
Lick my age spots.
I will start at your wrist and work my way up to those many freckles on your chest. We will have a good time, you and me. And do you think I have one big request, Kathy Lee?
I want you to do double Dutch bus with my nipples.
Yes, come to my apartment over your garage.
My big ropes.
Might I make a request, milady?
See.
Is there a chance we could have lunch in this city? Going away from this Greenwich thing and go into the heart of the city. I know you are afraid of the paparazzi.
Oh, you Spaniard stud.
Yes.
Eduardo.
I am the biggest movie star in Mexico. My name is Eduardo Verastigue, and I am lover to Kathy Lee.
Pull on my back skin until my breasts are El Firmo. Ah, the trophies.
Yes. Kathy Lee, the skin you have right down here, the baggy skin, it is en fuego.
So my name will be Kathy Lee
Verastigue.
Kathy Lee Verastigue.
Yes.
Verastigue.
Yes. Your husband. Hello, my name is Eduardo. This is Kathy Lee. You remember she was married to the late Frank Gifford, who had the tragic hunting accident, even though he does not hunt. And we will live happily ever after. Of course, I must tell you, as soon as you become my wife, we will be kicking your children out the door. They will no longer be the center of your universe.
All I care about is that you continue to suck on my age spots.
Which one would you like? You have a lovely brown one right on the end of your elbow. I will suck on that until the, how you say in America, cows come home. Until the cows come home. Ah, Kathy Lee, you may think of yourself as an aging starlet. I think of you as a young, vibrant, beautiful woman. You are wonderful.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. You see, Eduardo likes to bite. He can't help himself.
It's my ingrown hairs.
Oh, that is delicious. It tastes like a wonderful aged cheddar.
Not between my toes.
Between your toes. Oh, Eduardo loves to get between the toes. I will take what I find in there and keep it in a small leather pouch as a souvenir. As a souvenir from you, Kathy Lee.
Oh, Zorro.
He says, I will trace a Z on your big sloppy belly with my tongue. How about I will use your lipstick, no? Your big ruby red lipstick.
The lunch took place at Michael's, the East 55th Street lunch hotspot in New York.
We will dine on the east side of Manhattan.
This guy is the star of the surprise fall hit Bella, which won the 2006 Toronto Film Festival Award Audience Prize.
Que bella.
Yes. Now in limited release.
Wonderful.
He's 33 and she's 50-something. While the pair carried on, laughing, imbibing, nibbling. Mm.
I am always at attention when Kathy Lee comes into the room.
Spooning.
Ah, he's spooning. How do you spoon in a restaurant?
That's what it says.
How can we possibly do this? I will pull my chair next to your chair.
The entire restaurant, Michael's, was full of A-list witnesses.
Oh, look over there. I believe that is Barry Diller. Can you get me an autograph? Huh? Oh, this is very, very exciting for me. Oh, my God. Look who just came in. That elfin-like Tommy Hilfiger. Oh, these A-listers are here from Manhattan. Who is that decrepit old woman? That is Barbara Walters!
She's younger than me. She's older than me. She's younger than me. She's older than me. Stop focusing on other people.
I'm terribly sorry. It is very exciting to be on the east side of Manhattan with you, Kathy Lee.
Stop looking at all these women now and put your toe where it needs to go.
Would you like it in the closer to the front or closer to the back?
Try 2 feet, my love.
Okay. That's the move I like. It's like doing gut pullers in football. Ooh.
Oh.
Señor Gifford, esta muerta!
You need to trim your toenails, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I'm terribly sorry. I will fire them on the side of the indoor pool, like I always do. That is easier than getting the clipper. See, now it's becoming more like that.
Eduardo.
Yes, Kathy Lee.
Finally, I have my own Susan Johnson.
Yes, you do. Payback is wonderful. No, Kathy Lee. I know that you have been waiting for years to pay back Frank Gifford for his infidelity.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm,
this is great. You like where my toes are? Look at that. No one can see where I placed my feet strategically in the restaurant. Thank God for the long-hanging linen tablecloth, no?
And if only everyone could see me now doing that patented look, that face I made on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Ah, I love that face. Your crazy face where you drop the one eyelid and you look fully through the other eye, and then you put your lips and your tongue together in that crazy, goofy way. You're my little Kathy Lee.
You're going to find something out, Eduardo. Even though we're sitting at this exclusive restaurant and you've got two toes inside me. I want to tell you something. There's something about me. I can't stop it even though I'm not on TV. I still have to say. Look at these pictures of Cody.
Oh.
Isn't he a beautiful young boy?
Put those away.
I love talking about Cody.
That makes me sick to my stomach. Why do we have to talk about Cody and Cassidy? It's always about Cody and Cassidy.
Where did that toe go?
I took the toe out, and now I'm going, oh, there's something under my toenail. That is not fun. Why do you bring up those brat kids all the time? I must move out of your apartment over your garage.
Don't leave me. They all leave me.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. It is time for Eduardo to go back to Mexico and start to date women his own age. I farewell to you, Kathy Lee. Go back to your dying husband. I will no longer darken your door. You will no see me again. You will no see me again, Kathy Lee.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo. That's what Kathy Lee would do. He would go from something and go, listen, I want to tell you something. Eduardo, maybe we should talk about your sister, the drug mule. Or perhaps I'll talk about your auntie, who doesn't have papers on the east side of town.
These are threats, Kathy Lee. Surely you can't be serious about
this. This ain't my first time at the rodeo. I fought tougher monsters than you with Regis Philbin.
The next thing I know, you're going to tell me not to F with you.
Don't F with me! Okay. I made Pepsi Cola. I made Regis and Kathy Lee. And I want your Spaniard seed.
Okay, I stay. Muchas gracias for the second chance, Kathy Lee. Wow. You are very, very lovely. I love it when you wear these special...
Helen! Children!
Yes, come on now. Your mother asked them to be quiet today, and for Christ's sake, keep them out of the garden.
And now for you, I will dress like Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest.
Oh, that's fun. Paint those eyebrows on, Kathy Lee.
And I want you to dress like Zorro.
I will. Zorro with the pants that have the hole in the crotch. Is that what you want?
Yes, darling.
The special look that you like so bad. I will do that. I will do that. And then sometime you take me back to New York, to Nueva York, so we have a secret lunch again when the old man is back in Connecticut.
Never again, my love. Oh, but speaking of him.
Yes.
Would you be a dear and change his bag?
Absolutely. Mr. Gayford, Mr. Gifford, Eduardo, it's time to change your bag.
Hi there, Eduardo.
Yes, you are a great running back.
I sure am tired.
Yes, why are you walking around the house with just pajama tops, Senor Gifford?
Dementia.
Yes, I am Eduardo. I am the new house guest. Kathy Lee is your wife. Cody is your son. Cassidy is your daughter.
That's right, Coach Landry.
No, I am not a coach, Senor Gifford. Senor Gifford, we have to take you back to bed. I will put the restraints on, and you will have a nice nap. No?
I love you long time.
Oh, Senor Gifford, look what you just did. Now I have to take a mop out.
Mommy.
I have to clean you again.
Mommy.
Oh, that is very difficult. I have to put him back to bed now. Eduardo does not like to clean the issue from Senor Frank.
When will I be able to sleep the eternal sleep of the damned, Eduardo?
Don't not worry. Don't be so discouraged.
Eduardo, Kathy Lee hates me. I think she's seeing someone else.
No, that is untrue, Senor Gifford.
Eduardo,
she is very much in love with you.
Take the pillow now and put it over my feeble head.
If you insist. If you insist. Here we are. I'm putting it over you now. You want me to remove it? We play this game every day. Say, Uncle. Say, Uncle! There, I take it away, huh?
We play that game every day.
The game that says you want to commit suicide. You do not, Mr. Gifford. You want to live, am I correct?
Yes. Eduardo, okay. Yes.
You have a nice sleep now, Senor Gifford.
You may have Kathy.
It is fun, though. I will take her today. Senor Gifford, I am waiting to take your lovely wife into the city for a lunch. She has expressed an interest. Con permiso, por favor.
Just don't go to Michael's.
Oh, no.
Everyone in town will see if you go to Michael's.
No problema.
Don't be an idiot.
Muchas gracias.
Ask Regis if you could use his place.
No problem at all.
That's where I used to bang Susan Johnson.
That's okay, Frank. You have a nice sleep now, and try not to mess up the sheets.
Oh, my Johnson's waking up.
Oh, no. What has happened there? No. I do not need to see that. Hi, how about I get you some nice pajama bottoms, no? We put those on you so I don't have to look at your toy soldier.
Look at that.
Oh.
I'm the gift.
That's amazing.
Look at that. It's got a...
How did you make that happen without anybody touching it?
It's got a leather helmet on.
That's truly amazing. Oh. It does look like leather. I will agree with that.
You are a handsome, handsome man.
Stay away from me, Senor Gifford. You do this too. I do not wish to have any kind of relationship with you.
Take me out of these restraints and
no.
Kiss me.
You are staying in those restraints.
I'm going to pretend I'm Jerry Smith.
You are having one of your dementia episodes, Senor. You are not like that. You are a big, rugged football player. Hetero all the way.
I want you to know something now.
Si.
I'm speaking the truth.
Si.
You're boning my wife.
Si. No.
It's okay. I'm all right with it.
Okay. You'll forget it in half an hour anyway.
Who are you again?
I'm the gardener.
Hello, Coach Alice.
Oh, you are having one of your episodes. How about this? I will go downstairs, get you a Fig Newton and a warm milk and bring it up to you. Put your pants back on and you will be okay for the rest of the afternoon.
I want to watch Brian's song.
Okay. I will put it in. It is in a continuous loop on your tape machine. I will play the story of Brian Piccolo for you. Enjoy your nap this afternoon, Senor Gifford. Now put your pantalones back on.
Good night, my love.
Adios.
My best to Kathy.
Take care, Senor Gifford. Adios. Yes, the eternal sleep of the damned. No. Well, that's probably exactly how it's happening.
Yeah, that's so.
Like I just saw a movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Anyway, well, gosh, we could do 4 hours on this.
We could. The
we
story
love Kathy
of
Lee so much.
Frank and Kathy Lee.
And
And Eduardo.
You know, we're taking away, though, from all that beach towel time.
Yes, we are.
Let's meet the ladies.
Yeah, baby.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they?
Not these ladies.
Can I ask you something? You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
And we will meet at least six of his finest pieces of work.
Yes.
For the MILFs, trivia, for the $1,000 and the Hannah Montana tickets. Fun begins in a moment. Fellas.
Yes.
Fellas.
Yes.
Take off your belts. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you. Oh, don't stop. Now isn't the time for talk, darling, moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. Her blouse was open and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising erectly from the midst of those glorious unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondles.
Begging for further fondles.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wonderful.
It's the 9-11 of fun, the Don and Mike Show.
This is Hannah Montana.
And those are the tickets that we have.
I know you think it's right up my alley, but even I'm a bit too grown up for that.
Yes, she is the hottest thing out there, the most sought-after tickets for any concert in America.
She ain't no Hillary Duff.
No.
I know. Anyway, it's Hannah Montana.
I don't know whether to agree with you or not. Yeah, you can say that again.
It's Hannah Montana, and
all right, Robbie, you got it.
A pair of tickets to the Hannah Montana concert we're giving away today at the Verizon Center in D.C. Saturday. I'm sorry, January 7th we're giving these away.
Right.
Tickets are courtesy of SuperstarTickets.com. SuperstarTickets.com.
The concert is January 7th, right?
They can find you any tickets to any sporting event or concert in the country. Buy your Christmas gift tickets now at SuperstarTickets.com.
That's right. A Monday night, right? January 7th?
I wouldn't know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The current going for these tickets on eBay, over $1,500.
Whoa!
For a pair.
Unbelievable.
We have really good. We have really good seats.
Everything you say now is going to sound naughty. Everything you say that comes out of your mouth is going to sound naughty to me now.
And here's how we play the MILF strip trivia. You're going to meet these six women. They have described themselves as MILFs.
Right.
With the exception of Homer's sister-in-laws, I just saw a real head turn around the hallway.
There are some very handsome women involved in this competition today. And the thing about it is they are, you know, they've had families. They know about life, and they want to have fun. They've chosen to have fun today, and
right.
I think this has potential to be a very good strip trivia.
So for these six ladies, Lisa, Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy.
I believe Kitty and Kathy, the last two, are the twins.
Right. They're going to be coming in one at a meet them one at a time.
Right.
Then we'll have all of them in a studio. And, oh, did you notice Buzz has his total PJ outfit on?
Yeah, now. Buzz is wearing the Hugh Hefner outfit, and I think it looks good today. Now, you've got to describe your ensemble, Buzz.
Well, it's more of a lounging ensemble, I'd say. It's a black silk robe and matching black pants.
Yeah, a lounging ensemble. Mm-hmm. But the only thing you're missing is, like, a pipe or a cigarette with a cigarette holder.
That's true.
Why men's rooms?
So here's the game. The game is strip trivia. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a very simple game. Couldn't be any easier.
Because these are moms, you know, moms I'd like to F,
right.
And they're playing the game to win Hannah Montana tickets
right.
for their kid
right.
and $1,000. We know approximately the age group that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
The game that we have selected is...
Drum roll.
Trivial Pursuit. Totally 80s.
Oh, an 80s Trivial Pursuit. Well, this is going to give them a decided advantage right away.
Now we will have four categories. Mm-hmm. It could be a little more organized today.
Ah, okay.
Four categories. News.
Yeah.
TV.
Uh-huh.
Movies.
Right.
And music.
News, TV, movies, and music.
I'm not going to be selecting the questions. The ladies will be selecting the category, and I'll just pick whatever question is next out of the box.
Right. Now, very good.
You can't totally bogart on movies. if you're one of the ladies playing, you must answer a news question, a TV question,
yes,
a movie question, and a music question before you can go back to
movies.
News.
So you
TV.
Can't do two newses in a row?
No, because that would make it real easy for someone.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And so on throughout the entire show.
Exactly.
Meaning even after we've gotten past the first four, you start your next four.
All right. Seven, gotcha. Four. That makes it a little more complicated.
I could see you're upset about this.
No.
No, not upset, but you're at attention, like there's more for you to write down?
No, just trying to process how I'm going to write it down.
I think Buzz can handle this.
No, I'll do that. I'm going to do it the way we've done it for 20 years. I'll do it. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
All right, so you got all the categories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything?
Well, no, I'm going to write down whether it's a movie or news, and that's how I'll keep track of whether she's going back a second time. That's all that is.
I didn't mean nothing by that.
Gee, Don, I'm really pissed. I can't believe you screwed the game up.
It was not pissed. It was, you went from your normal, I'm relaxed.
Right.
You sat up, sat
oh,
in attention.
Oh, my God, help me.
Ready mode.
What am I going to do?
That's exactly
what
it was.
I can't do it.
Okay, see ya.
Too much pressure.
I can't do the game anymore.
You've made it too pressurized.
Hey, you know what?
There are ladies out there. I can't run away. I have to stay.
And Mike, it's my fault. It's not even...
Stay
not,
out. Oh,
stay out,
out,
ladies.
I can't do this. Jesus Christ.
You can do this, Mike.
I know I can.
I know you can.
No, I sat up because I was just saying, you know, I usually have a little template that I use for the game, and now I'll keep track. So, just to reiterate here, they have to answer all the categories before they can go back to a repeat. So they can't answer all of their questions in the movie category or
right.
the news category or the television
Correct.
Category.
And this is not something from Dr. Pepper, Let's Play, 7-Card Stud, Rob. I think this is probably a better way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that I don't have to go through these questions trying to
exactly.
decide, you know, which one balances it out for which person. And
yeah, although there was a time when, you know, you would go through those questions that you would kind of, how shall I say this delicately, control the editorial content.
Well, Mike, if, as always, you know, if we need to change the rules, we'll change the rules.
Thanks, Rob.
What was that? Rob. He wrote out a post-it for you. News, TV, movies,
Thanks.
Music.
I appreciate that.
That's going to change
That's
everything.
Very, very helpful. That's it. Way to sweat the details. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Here's my only question. Could you find a smaller post-it?
I could.
For Mike.
Could.
I hadn't much time.
If you could find a smaller one.
I think this is good. So it's going to be all the categories.
Sure.
And each woman has five articles of clothing that she has on. Right. And all those five, the woman with the most clothes at the end of the game will win.
Now, I want to tell you, these are hard. For instance.
You want to do it? Can we do a test
yes,
run?
Absolutely. Please. Okay. Mike, pick a category.
I'll take TV.
What TV attorney logged the most screen time in his office playing the banjo?
Oh, wow. I guess if it's the 80s, it might be an L.A. law question. I have no idea. And I'd have to take clothes off.
Matlock.
Matlock. Oh, Deb.
Matlock.
I never watched
playing
Matlock.
Playing the banjo.
Buzz, pick a category, please, my friend.
I'll say movies.
Movies. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What film had Karen Blixen wondering, will the eagles of the Nog Hills look out for me?
I have no idea.
This is tough.
Again, I lose an article of clothing.
Out of Africa.
Yeah, see, that's tough.
Can I take the news category?
Sure can, Mike.
All right.
What computer outfit grossed $100 million in 1980 with the largest public offering in 24 years?
Microsoft.
Apple.
Ooh!
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow, danger ahead.
Damn, man, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll change it after a couple of rounds.
No, this is good, though. These are good questions.
What was the one category we didn't get to?
We got to movies, TV, and news. Music is the one category we haven't done.
Music.
Okay. What chart topper invited, bring your good times, and your laughter, too?
That's easy. I know the answer to that.
Yes?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Moving on up. The theme from the Jeffersons?
No.
Bring your laughter and your good times to
celebration.
Oh, wait.
Celebration.
Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang.
I'm sorry. See, I'd be naked right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be weird. Completely naked. I didn't answer one question correctly.
That's four
if
down.
Only.
What?
If only.
Now, being as we're going to play this with this more heightened bit of drama.
Yes.
Should we have a TikTok like 30 seconds to think about it?
Yeah, I think that's valid. You know, if you do a little TikTok, you know, and then of course you can do the obligatory lightning round if we get short on time.
And do we have the greed music or the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or whatever that is?
Yeah, I have some.
It's always very dramatic.
Let's try one more round of questions just so the ladies can hear what they're like.
Okay.
And everyone else can. All right, Mike, here is a question.
I'm going to select, and the ladies get to select their questions.
They sure do.
I'll select news.
News. What luxury liner did PLO thugs hijack 6 days after Israel bombed the PLO's headquarters?
The Achille Lauro.
That's right.
Very good.
Thank you.
Buzz.
Yes, I'll take music, please.
Music. Music. What rock group put its 23rd single in the U.S. top 10 in 1989 with the single Mixed Emotions?
Mixed Emotions. I'm sorry, I do not know.
Stones.
Wow.
I'll take movies, Don.
Movies from Mike. What 1986 Best Actor winner was able to present the 1987 Oscar for Best Actress to his co-star and current flame, Marlee Matlin?
William Hurt.
Right again.
I've got all my clothes on.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's the one that's left here, Mike?
I got news, movies, TV.
TV.
Buzz?
Yes.
What series aired between The Cosby Show and Cheers in 1987 did TV Guy call the worst sitcom in memory to do so well in the ratings?
Oh, man. Boston Commons. No?
A Different World.
That was Lisa Bonet.
Right.
Actually talked about that show.
I'm down to one article of clothing.
We talked about that show, and Don said a nasty the day we talked about that show.
You guys liked it, I thought.
Yeah, we really, really liked it. We thought it was super
it was
boring.
Super effing boring. So that's the quality of the question. Uh-huh. Now, we can try to go through this box of cards and pick the easiest possible ones.
Right.
But let's
where's the fun in that?
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, how about we meet the ladies that are here?
Please.
They're here for the big... Oh, come on. It's the sound of the season.
This is the holiday music.
You're going to like this all during the show today. It picks up in just a moment.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike wants us to pick it up now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strip Trivians, enter and sign in. Let's first meet MILF Lisa.
Come on in, Lisa.
MILF number one.
Here's Lisa.
Oh,
step up to the microphone, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Look, I'm the only one applauding for her.
Oh, how are you?
Good. I was just outside glittering everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
You're edible. You've got a lovely lovely skirt on, a lovely sweater, a lovely blouse, lovely pumps that you're wearing there. Just delightful. Who is the celebrity you said you most resemble, Lisa?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey? You know what? You do look like Tina. If you put the glasses on, you'd have you're lighter coloring. You know, you've got the reddish hair and stuff like that.
How old are your kid or kids?
Eight. 5 and 2.
And who will you take to Hannah Montana if you win?
My 8-year-old girl.
The 8-year-old, you'll be the hero with the 8-year-old girl?
I will be the mother of the century.
Oh, very good. Wow, okay.
Well, you're hot.
Hello.
You are damn hot.
Okay, I'd like to do anything for you.
You also you also fall into the category of the most curious mother that's been in here. You've been looking around you've been snooping around, haven't you?
Naughty.
I've noticed that. Was she the first one here?
Not as nice.
Punctuality is a virtue.
She's been opening doors.
I've been here, and can I just ask, like, what is up with the mayonnaise on your desk or your desk?
It's on my desk. Yeah, I forgot
and
to put it back.
Mayonnaise and potato chips.
I forgot to put the mayonnaise back. That's where I eat my lunch.
Hey, mayonnaise should be in
did
the
you,
refrigerator.
I know. I forgot to put it back in the refrigerator.
That's a good mom.
Before, I'm going to run upstairs. Thanks, Mom. I forgot to put the mayonnaise back in the refrigerator. But it's only been out a short time, so it won't go
okay.
bad.
All right.
Thank you, Mom.
All right.
You really are a mom.
See,
thank you,
I am a mom. You are. Part of the MILF definition.
She is.
Mayonnaise is out on a desk.
I know.
We need to refrigerate that.
Mom, can you put it back in the refrigerator for me?
Thank you.
All right, Mom, get out of here. That's Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye.
She is just hot as balls.
Agreed. Yes, indeed.
No kidding. Let's meet our next trivia. Also a MILF.
Ah, yes. Now, this is the lady that we got the picture from. Nicole. I remember.
Yeah. Hi there. Nicole is on the front page of DonandMikeWebsite.com.
How are you, Nicole?
How are you? Hi there.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hi there. Well, are you just not the poster girl for MILF?
Well, I suppose, since I'm on the website.
Now, you're the celebrity you said you most resembled.
I said that I was at a meeting a couple weeks ago, and the guys with whom I was sitting said Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
Victoria Beckham.
There is a little Posh Spice there. You got the cheekbones happening a little bit.
I think prettier than that.
I think a little prettier. Yeah. So you didn't like Posh Spice, did you? You didn't care for that one.
Well, I mean, it's better than Laverne. People have said that, too.
You are very pretty. How old are your kid or kids?
7 and 8.
7 and 8.
Who gets to go to the show?
Well, I was going to use the $1,000 to buy another ticket.
Smart.
Have you had any work done?
Maybe. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I had my toilets fixed last week.
Hey, good answer. I like it. See, these ladies are sharp.
Oh, boy, it's like screwing with your mom, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It's like sparring.
I mean, not like literally screwing with your mom.
I know, but there's the quick comeback there. You know, we can't get away with anything today.
Well, you're also very beautiful, and we're very grateful you came down.
Yeah. Thank you. And
good luck.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
You got it.
Welcome.
Get out of here. Wowzy woozy.
Two for two.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Can't wait to start the game.
Here's another reason that you'll be glad you came to work today.
Three for three. This is really, really terrific.
Let's say hi to Jenny, who has a shirt on that says, I need a stiff one.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good.
I got it. The celebrity that I think you most resemble.
Yeah.
Buzz, it's that chick on that show you like weeds.
Oh, yeah. Mary...
That is what they all just told me
absolutely.
I don't watch the show,
Mary
so
Louise
I don't know.
Parker. I love her.
Yeah, you are a Mary Louise Parker.
Absolutely.
Look
really,
no doubt.
Really a pretty lady.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have the nice dimples, and tell us about your kid or kids.
Five years old.
Mm-hmm. 5 years old, boy or girl?
Boy.
Little boy.
But
boy.
He does not like Hannah Montana.
So you want the Hannah Montana tickets? Why? Why are you competing today?
I don't want the Hannah Montana tickets. I actually want the money.
The money.
You want the $1,000?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And I'm willing to make an alliance with any girl in there that is willing.
Oh, hey, none of the Survivor crap.
Wow. Alliances. We never had alliances on the last one.
I'm trying.
All right.
How long have you been married?
7 years.
And does your husband think it's a compliment that you're a MILF?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, good. It is. Good and thank you for coming down.
No, thank you.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Jenny.
There she goes.
Three for three.
7 years.
Not too shabby, huh?
No disappointment yet.
Wow. And here comes another mom.
Indeed.
Wow. And again, the streak of hot women continues.
Four for four.
Now,
I wonder how long it will go.
This is Brooke, and you've made a little change, right, since you got here? You came in a different outfit that you're wearing right now.
Slacks and a sweater.
Oh, you came in slacks and a sweater, and now you're wearing what appears to almost be a negligee type of thing.
It's a bathing suit, right?
Yes.
Now, who was the celebrity, Brooke, that you said you most resemble?
I've been told I look like Princess Di.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You are.
Yeah. Solid.
And you're a nice, big, tall woman. May I ask how tall you are?
5'10".
5'10". How many kids have you squeezed out?
Two.
Two kids? Mm-hmm. And
but
one
I
of them,
have three.
And what are the ages of your children?
21, 19, and 5.
Is the 5-year-old the lucky one that gets to go to Hannah Montana?
She's the one that wants to go.
Wow. You know what? We haven't asked any of the mothers today. What are you going to do if you don't win the game?
Who cares, Mike?
Not our problem, really. I was just curious. You know, because, I mean, I imagine the kids are aware of this. And, you know, do you have a spiel ready if you don't win?
She's not listening.
Good.
So
all right,
it's a
very good.
Surprise if I
good
do
judgment,
win.
Brooke.
Well, it's
all
very
right.
Nice meeting you. We'll see you in a moment. No alliances now.
Okay.
Okay, get out of here. Ooh. Thank you. And now.
Here they come.
In the number 5 position.
Most definitely.
Here is Kitty.
The first of twins.
Yes, the first twin, Kitty, is coming
crazy
in here.
Twins, Patty and Selma.
Yeah. Here comes Kitty.
Hi there, Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, yeah.
How are you, Kitty?
I have another half of me in the other room.
Yes, the twin sister is here. You both showed up together.
Yeah, but we do like talking to you separately first.
Thank you.
And divide and conquer.
And Kitty, the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, you know, I told you guys Farrah Fawcett, but... Then I started thinking about when I was in Mexico with my father, and all the Mexican guys were pulling me into the bar and going, come on, Barbie. Come on, Barbie.
Barbie. Kitty is Barbie.
Barbie.
So Barbie is...
No, the Barbie doll.
The Barbie doll. Gotcha. The Barbie doll. Very good, Kitty. And how many kids do you have, Kitty?
I have two.
You have two. And which one gets to go to Hannah Montana?
The 7-year-old.
The 7-year-old. Very good.
Well, you have a very, very hot body. Is that perfect squeeze out a baby?
And you know what? Look at Hello, Kitty.
Oh, Hello Kitty earrings.
Like, oh, you have Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. Oh. Like, hello.
And look at the belly.
Oh, and a belly
look
ring.
At the belly. Look at the milk
hello,
belly right there.
Kitty.
Oh boy.
Hello Kitty. Oh wow.
You get
came,
it?
Yeah, I get it. You came to play today, right?
I get it.
Good.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Okay.
Rob, mommy boobies.
We'll talk about it later.
All right, nice meeting you, Kitty. Now let's meet Kitty's twin sister.
All right.
Kathy.
Here comes Kathy. Here comes Kathy, the other sister. There she is. Now, this,
Kathy.
To me, Kitty looks wild, but I get the impression Kathy might be the wilder sister. Step up to the microphone.
Hi,
Kathy.
Hi. I don't know how to say this delicately about these twins.
Yes.
It looks like Kitty's got a few more miles on her.
That was delicate.
That was well handled. Very sensitive.
Well, you're twins. That means you were both born at the exact same time.
I'm younger.
But a twin will tell you that.
I'm younger.
So
I'm
you came
six,
out after Kitty came
six
out.
6 minutes younger.
6 minutes.
When we were young, she used to make me carry home all the stuff. But now I let her know that I'm younger.
Yeah, that you're younger. And I like your belt buckle. You have your Pirates of the Caribbean belt buckle there. That's a skull and crossbones that you have there. Any particular significance to that? You just liked it?
Well, I have a bike. So.
You're a biker chick.
Ah.
Yeah, well, you're hot. Your sister's hot. You're hotter than your sister, though. Don't tell her I said that.
Who was the celebrity that we asked you about that you said you most resembled?
People said Kelly McGillis.
Kelly McGillis.
And
if she's listening in the other room, tell that sister I was just lying to this sister.
Gwyneth Paltrow, too. So.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, a little more Kelly McGillis, I think. Yeah.
And how many kids have you had?
I have one.
One?
And that's
she's
the
girl who had the boot job.
Oh, the daughter.
So you're just. So will you go if you win? Will you go to Hannah Montana with your older daughter?
Actually, if I win, she wants to take her son, my sister's son.
Okay. Oh, I get it.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Well,
so you're really, totally selfless, both of you.
She really wants to go. My daughter wants to go.
It's almost making me want to root for Patty and Selma.
It's wonderful. Well, they're all they're all giving up their bodies for this competition. I think that's fantastic.
Rob Speedway writes Kelly McGillis with a touch of Eileen Brennan.
Eileen Brennan, right? You're familiar with Eileen Brennan?
No.
Great
wonderful,
actress.
Wonderful actress. Not as she is now. She's much older, but in her younger days.
Yeah.
It's very nice meeting you. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
hot
you very
to
much,
you.
Kathy. And that's all of them, Don.
That's all six right there.
And there were six.
You know, whenever Eileen Brennan is mentioned, it's always very exciting on the show.
Well, there you go, cats. It's Lisa, Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, I know you guys at home are wondering about this. I swear to God, no pigs.
No, this is one of our best ever.
Best
I mean,
ever.
We've had... Over the years, we have had good and we've had great. This is one of the great ones here.
Some of them have submitted to be put on our website photos.
Ah.
Some full pictures, some just the body.
Wonderful.
So check in at donandmikewebsite.com and
Very
help
good.
Feed your fantasy of Eileen Brennan.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun today. And boy, you see the belly on that kitty?
Yeah.
With her Hello Kitty belly ring that she had?
The very young Eileen Brennan.
Wow.
Like in high school.
Eileen Brennan. You keep saying Eileen Brennan, you're going to ruin the game for me.
Stop it, Rob.
Eileen Brennan.
God.
Well, Eileen Brennan. Now all the pictures of Eileen Brennan are coming into my head. You ruined it.
The recent one.
Remember, back in her heyday, Mike.
Yeah. Back in the day,
very
when
sexy.
When she was super turbo hot.
Not as she is now.
I believe as she is now, maybe underground, isn't that right?
That'd be right. Playing cards with Tammy Faye.
And Vic
right.
Tabak. But a fine compliment. Really a
Very
fine
nice.
Compliment.
I want to thank those ladies for coming down.
Yeah.
Did they all hear how to play the game?
They know all the rules.
Well, beautiful.
And, of course, we were giving them the little example, too, so they have that now.
You know, being as there's only six women instead of 10 women.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think we should we divvy them up? Should
I think all six would
You mean, do you want to, I know what you want to do. You want to separate the twins, don't you?
Well, no, not really. What I was thinking more is just, I don't want to disappoint Buzz.
Right.
We thought we would have 10 women today.
Uh-huh. Right.
Five would be in our studio.
We can go 3 and 3.
Five would be in Buzz's studio.
I think we'll do 3 and 3. What we'll do is we'll put Lisa, Nicole, and Jenny in here and Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy in Buzz's studio.
Very good.
I mean, it's. I mean, I'm just going in order. What I we met them: Lisa, Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy. Mm-hmm. I have them written down that way, so I figured that would be the way to do it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Billy Goods. You've just been sold it, Buzz.
I couldn't be happier.
I think they're all lovely.
Anyway, Buzz will have the three gals, Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy, in his studio with his PJs.
Right.
Lisa, Nicole, and Jenny in here. Either way,
we need the microphones.
Five of these MILFs are going to be totally naked.
And then one woman is walking away with Hannah Montana tickets and $1,000.
Okay, so we will start right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What about the vagina?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take your sweater off, JoJo, he ordered brusquely. Her hands went to her waist, caught the hem of the sweater, and lifted it off over her head.
She
dropped the sweater carelessly on the floor next to the bed. She was wearing a pink bra that seemed about to burst under the outward pressure exerted by her breast. Now the bra, Frankie commanded. She reached around back to undo the snaps. The cloth fell away, and her breasts, as if relieved to be confined no longer,
Frankie,
tumbled forward excitingly.
Frankie
sharply caught his breath.
Frankie.
You like, JoJo asked.
Frankie Munoz.
I like just fine. Molto bene. I've got the biggest pair in the Barrens, she said proudly. She had a peculiar body, Frankie thought. It was as if those enormous breasts belonged to somebody else and had somehow been grafted on. The rest of her was thin, her belly was flat, her hips were narrow and boyish, her buttocks were lean and muscular. She had the agile, coltish look of a 12-year-old with the eye-opening breasts of a showgirl. 40, 21, 25, Frankie thought. One hell of a weird figure, but nice. Plenty nice.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
And we thank you.
Together, didn't we?
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Well, we do. Let's see. We got our sexy Barry White music playing.
We got our contestants, Lisa, Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy, all ready to go.
See, in our studio, we have... Hi, girls. Say, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Hi there. Right into the microphone, real loud, girls.
Hello everybody.
And then Nicole's in here. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi there, and then Jenny.
Jenny.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny. In the other studio with Buzz and Matt the Pollock, we have Brooke. Hi, Brooke.
Hello, Brooke. Nobody but
you. Oh, microphone's not on.
Hold on, there you go. Brooke.
Hello.
There it is.
Hi there, and oh, that microphone sounds awful.
Kitty, yeah. Kitty, say hi, Kitty.
I feel like I'm the ambiance of this sounds awful.
Kitty.
There seems to be something wrong with the microphones. They all sound like they're in a big toilet.
You know, let me do that, and that'll take care of that problem. Hey, girls, look at how red Rob's cheeks get right now. You see him? He's running around now. We're having a slight technical issue.
Uh-huh.
And just watch how red his cheeks get. We've not even busted his balls yet.
Try now.
Look at him.
Try now to bust your balls or try now to see how red.
Look how red his cheeks are.
He gets rosy. It's wintertime and it shows up more, too.
Try it now. Hello.
Okay, let's do it again. We'll say hi to Brooke.
Brooke.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi there, Brooke. And then we have Kitty.
Hello.
Hello, Kitty. And Kathy.
Hi.
Hi there. And this is the song.
Hey, gang. Let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio and take our clothes off.
Ooh, let's do it.
Don and Mike are gonna give ya another whopping dose of strip trivia. The rules of the game are simple and crude.
Gonna thrash around the studio all naked and nude.
Oh, come on, man. Play it's the real gas. Get the answers right, or show off your hairy ass.
All righty.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. All the elements are in place for the holiday edition of Strip Trivia.
$1,000 Hannah Montana tickets. Five, six beautiful MILFs.
Yes.
All of them with five articles of clothing. Five of them will be naked. One of them gets the tickets at $1,000.
Now, the interesting thing about today's game is that we have a choice for each contestant. They can pick either news, TV, music, or movies.
And let's start with lovely Lisa.
Lisa, would you step up to the microphone, please?
Hi. Hey,
you should know when you answer your question, right or wrong. Well, I'm getting all kinds of, there you go. Because that ambient, you know why?
Yeah, I know, because we've separated them.
And also it's because Matt the Pollock is running the wireless
mic. Well, it's because his hands are on a piece of technical equipment, which immediately means it's going to be an F-up. There, and he waves with a big grin.
Welcome back,
hi,
Matt.
Buzz.
No need to see anything.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing, guys?
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Great to be here.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm not happy.
Happy Hanukkah, Matt.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, Matt. Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah to you, gentlemen.
Would you light the second candle?
Happy f***ing Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
What was that?
Matt has been very much of a host.
Oh, he's been a nice host?
Yes.
Oh, that's
he's a good boy.
Thank you very much.
Just don't let that innocent exterior fool you.
Not for a minute.
So let's start the game now. We start with Lisa. You get to select. We're playing Trivial Pursuit, totally 80s. Select your first category, news, TV, movies, music.
Okay, let's go with TV.
TV, you got it. And here we go. What year?
I'm not going to help you, Lisa.
I can't
help you.
You
can't look at me in pantomime.
Extra.
Help me. But you'll show him extra?
Yes. Well, he's right to my right. You are, of course, way off.
I'm a man of honor.
Like, through the, like,
a man who requires extra.
What year featured the premiere of Family Ties, Joni Loves Chachi, and Newhart?
What premiered?
Please, no shouting out the answers if you know them in the other room.
You got 30 seconds. What year featured the premiere of Family Ties, Joni Loves Chachi, and Newhart?
1980.
1982.
I'm terribly sorry, Lisa. That's your first incorrect answer. That means we need you to remove your first article of clothing. What will it be?
What will you be taking off?
I will take off my shoes.
Shoes. And what lovely, wonderful black pumps they are.
Will you hold them and clean them?
No, I will not hold them and clean them. Oh, dear me. Oh, boy. It's going to be a
Mike
fun drive
sniffing.
Home.
I bet Mike would smell them.
Oh, I'll smell them. Yeah.
I'll put them right by your chair.
All right.
Would you smell her shoes?
Absolutely.
Extra.
Would you lick her shoes?
Like, absolutely.
Oh my God,
completely and totally odorless.
Lick the inside.
No, I will not lick the inside because I do have to go home this evening, so I will not be licking the inside.
Why? That's not like cheating.
Would you like to lick the inside? You're not a foot person.
You ain't cheating. Well, no, but I don't want to lick someone's shoe.
I know.
Because I'm not a foot guy. You're right. A foot guy.
Yeah, but I'm not that much. I like having my feet touched, but I'm not that much of an other person. But I have no problem with smelling a shoe. You know, no problem at all. I think they're narcotics on this shoe. No.
Hey, Nicole.
Over here.
Nicole, step up. Hi there, Nicole.
Nicole is our second contestant.
And Nicole was the lady who was on our website originally, the MILF that we put on there as the stand above all.
Yeah, she got the whole game supercharged because when she sent us in that picture, you know, we got all ramped up for this because we played strip trivia a lot of times. But this version of it, we realized there are some beautiful. Well, that's why they're caught already. You know, that's why they're all catches because they've been caught.
Pick your category. Pick your poison.
Music, please.
Music. What heavy metal band denied accusations that their song, The Number of the Beast, was satanic?
666, Black Sabbath.
Iron Maiden.
Nicole, what will you be removing? She has already removed her sweater.
Sweater coming off.
And I love
this. I'm
going to
take my top off.
Wow.
Thank
Nicole
you,
has
God.
Removed herself. My goodness.
And thank you, God.
Wow.
Let me just say thank you, God. What Nicole just did was she took off her sweater.
She took off her sweater without even being asked. Normally we go through the whole exercise of saying what will be next, but that's okay. We'll give you a free pass for that this time, Nicole.
And now we're looking at her in just her bra.
We are. We're lingering a little bit over there. Yeah, have I mentioned I really enjoy playing this game?
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hey, Jenny. Pick a category, please, Jenny.
Let's go with TV.
TV, okay. What was that?
No, you cannot help her.
No helping.
She is on her own. No shouting out the answers,
please.
What 1980 TV series centered on a bumbling teacher who lost the instruction manual for his superhero suit? Oh, but you do get 30 seconds. You do look like that chick on that show, Weeds.
Yeah.
Get smart.
Terrible. Ouch. Ouch. So sorry. Who knew it?
I did.
Oh, everybody. Well, of course you knew it. Other ladies know? What was it?
Greatest American Hero.
Right. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
All right.
Too young to know that.
Hey, honey, exactly. You're a MILF. Oh,
and the sweater, the outer sweater comes out. What is now? What does that say underneath there?
It says deep throat.
Deep throat, and it's got a giraffe. I know. It's got a picture of a giraffe. That's what I was going to say.
What do you think that means, Dr. Freud?
Next in line is Brooke.
Ah, where's Brooke?
Right here.
Brooke is in Buzz's studio.
Yes. Brooke is our Princess Di lookalike. Brooke,
sure is.
Hi.
Pick your poison, please.
Let's go with TV.
Another TV. We're going through these TV questions rapidly.
What Fox series gave Jessica Hahn a cameo as the lead character's shoe groupie? Kind of a hint there.
Yeah.
Brooke's thinking. We have silence from Brooke.
You're better looking than Princess Di.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you're better looking than she looks right now, of course. I mean, in her heyday. Before she went to Paris.
No clue.
Ah, Paris. No clue. She does not have the answer. What is the correct answer?
What was the question?
It was something about Jessica Hahn.
Oh, yeah. It was Married with Children.
Married with Children. And Brooke, it is time for you to remove your first item of clothing, and the sweater comes up.
Okay.
All right.
What was that, girls?
Hold on.
By the microphone, girls.
We have our first troublesome contestant. Lisa, step up to the microphone,
okay,
please.
If we knew that answer, can we put extra clothing on? Or if we kiss, like
no,
with our
no,
group?
No,
no. No, the rules are the rules. We have to stand by the rules.
Would
here.
You say kiss?
She
kiss?
Did. Yes. She did say that.
If you kiss what?
What?
If we kiss each other, do we get extra points?
No, but would you kiss?
Yes. Absolutely. For extra points, Hannah Montana, yes.
No,
we
extra
talking
points.
About the children.
No extra
points.
We cannot do. We cannot do extra points.
No,
that's
just for us.
We have
okay,
standards.
Be creative here. Expand your minds.
Well, why don't we see what the show is? Then we'll decide what the prize will be.
You know, the thing is, Lisa, we're going to be here a while, so
okay.
I think there's
and
plenty
right
of time.
I'm right here with you. I'm on your left.
That's good. Very good.
You know what?
Looking
maybe
forward to...
maybe when you all get topless,
mm-hmm.
maybe then you can kiss.
We'll just see how the game develops.
Bonus.
Uh-huh. Let's get to
the first of the twins.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
Kitty.
Hello.
Hi there, Kitty. How are
Hello,
you anyway?
Kitty.
How are things over in Buzz's room?
Just dandy.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty.
Do you see Buzz in his PJs?
I do.
What would you like for your first category?
News, please.
Yes.
The news.
News. What electrician from the town of Powowo.
Powwow?
Yeah.
Powowo.
You read it. I can't figure out the town.
News.
Top question, Mike. The top one.
What electrician from the town of Papawo was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1980?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to just take something off now?
Yeah, okay.
And really, the correct pronunciation might be Papapvo.
What
electrician from the town of Papapvo was named Time Magazine?
The shirt?
She's already taken
her clothes off.
I have no clue.
It was
Tom Smith.
It was Lech Walesa.
Oh, the great Tom Smith.
Yeah.
Lech Walesa.
Who is that? Is that the Polish?
The Polish guy that liberated when the Iron Curtain came down and all that.
One of your people, Matt.
There you go, Matt.
They're good people.
Did you know the answer to that, Matt?
Of course I did.
What's the correct pronunciation for the town? Is it Papapvo?
Yeah, it's Papapvo.
Papapvo. Okay, very good.
He doesn't know. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy.
Here's the other sister.
Hi.
Hi there, Kathy.
Hi.
How is life treating you over in Buzz's part of the world?
Peachy,
can you speak up a little louder, Kathy?
Sure.
Thank you.
What category would you love, my dear?
I guess TV.
TV. Yes, TV, the most popular category today so far on the show.
What detective show starred Jack Warden as Private Eye Harry Fox?
You do know. I look at Rob to see if he knows.
Of course he knows.
Do you know Rob?
I do.
Do you know Don?
I didn't until I read the card.
Did you know Buzz?
Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry.
One more time.
No. Yes. God damn it. I hate having to wear glasses. This is so embarrassing with women watching.
I know.
Turn away.
I think your glasses make you look sexy.
Turn away while I have to put my glasses
look
on.
Look away. I'm hideous.
Look over there, women.
Look at me.
Look at the bunny.
What detective show starred Jack Warden as Private Eye Harry Fox?
Now, you've already, Kathy, used up your 30 seconds, so we need an answer.
I Spy.
I'm sorry.
Crazy Like a Fox.
Crazy Like a Fox. Time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing, Kathy?
My bra.
Oh, she's going to do the bra trick. Our first bra trick of the day.
Actually, it's a strapless, so.
Okay.
Very good.
As well. Let's see the bra trick.
It's awfully dark in there, man.
A woman takes her bra off while keeping her shirt on.
Oh. There's nothing like fluorescent lights to say sexy.
It's gone.
It's gone. Very good. And that is the end of the first round of competition.
Let Buzz smell it. Buzz?
I'm going to need that.
Buzz, give that bra a whiff.
God. It said smell it, not blow your nose.
Freshly laundered.
Very nice.
I was taking a deep whiff. Hi, Lisa.
I want to tell you something, Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Sucking up to Buzz, no pun intended,
will not work. Not in this game.
And we have concluded round number one.
Sure have. Did anybody get anything right?
No.
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 Everybody except for Kitty picked a, Kitty and Nicole both picked different questions. Everybody else picked TV questions. No one had a correct answer. And so far we have had everyone remove one article of clothing. There are no leaders in the game so far.
This is pretty good then, isn't it?
And a lot of people are picking TV, so you can't go back to that until you've gone through all the other questions.
You know, I'm going to add a fifth category.
Oh, sport? Naughty. Sport.
No. Guess the number.
Guess the number?
Guess the number.
I'll write down a number.
of spaghetti?
And you can either...
Can you go... And that doesn't have to be one they pick or they don't pick. You do that at any time.
Right.
I can simply say...
That's your call. You make it a guess the number.
If the question is too hard, we will simply go to...
Guess the number. Right. We won't keep track of the guess the numbers.
Do we have to take something off if we don't get it right?
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Yes.
So you would have your choice of either answering... Okay. What appears to be a very tough question,
or
guess what
number.
Yeah. And I'll make it easy, like between 1 and 1,000.
Right.
1 in 100, 1 in 10.
And you're trying to make the game easier, actually, for these women, because the game is so far very difficult for them. We've had no correct answers so far.
Let's just play. For instance, Lisa, what number am I thinking of?
60?
Wrong.
9.
Wrong. No, between 1 and 10.
1 and 10.
1 in 10.
Again, 69.
Okay. Wrong. How about you, Nicole? What number?
7.
Wrong. Jenny.
2.
Wrong. Brooke.
4.
Wrong. Kitty.
3.
Wrong. Kathy.
5.
I swear to God, I was thinking of number 1.
Number 1.
You always are.
So I got to pee. But I'll write it down. I'll write it down in advance.
All right.
So you know that I'm not just screwing.
Very, very good.
So it becomes a game of skill. Yeah.
We're adding a little chance here. We're adding a little gambling now.
Exactly.
This is a good thing.
All right. Just write down a number.
All right.
What do you think it is, Mike?
3.
You're wrong. Lisa, do you just want to go over and just hump Buzz?
You know what? Buzz is very cute.
There's time, isn't there?
Look at him.
Why don't we just swap out then? Hey, Brooke. Brooke, why don't you come in here, and Lisa, why don't you go in with Buzz?
All right. Lisa.
Yeah.
Bye, Lisa.
I think you're breaking up
Lisa's
an alliance.
She's with the twins now.
All right. She's with the twins. And Brooke comes over here.
All I know is that she's looking at Buzz.
That will not change the order of the game.
No, it won't. She's looking at Buzz like Buzz is a puppy in a dog store.
Hi, ladies.
And now they appear to be. Oh, look at this.
Hi, ladies.
Look at this.
Here we are. Okay,
I told you this was going to be a better strip trivia than we've ever played.
Now we're ready to play some trivia.
Oh,
how many women are touching you right now, Buzz?
3 that I know of.
3 and Matt.
And you are wearing
3 and Matt the intern.
I am. I'm wearing pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, why don't you all go in there and love upon Buzz?
Yeah, go say hi to Buzz.
Oh, all 6 of them?
All 6 of you just go love upon Buzz?
Because let me tell you, a love between two.
That was an interesting look we had from Nicole.
Buzz, we love
your knees. Was that I'm going to puke
you,
look?
Ladies.
Perhaps Nicole's lunch disagreed with her.
Oh, ladies, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is great. Thank you.
I think Buzz.
Yeah, Nicole not playing.
No.
Yeah.
Lagging behind.
Good for her.
Nothing's coming up.
Nicole's a little worried about Irms J.
ED vet.
That's very nice.
Buzz's nipples are hard.
They always are.
East, yay.
They're ultra sensitive, those nipples.
Oh,
nipples,
man.
Nay.
Lydia Clay.
Buzz, you have sensitive nipples, don't you?
I do, extremely.
Oh, God. There'll be no tweaking.
Ask Lisa if you don't believe me.
Well. Lisa?
Wait,
Lisa,
no,
why
don't...
I'm very sensitive about his sensitive nipples. I understand. I can understand. I will be very sensitive.
This is... You know what? You know, with all the fun that we enjoy with Lisa here, just the fact that I'm looking over at Buzz is really bugging me a little bit.
This is the best game we've ever had.
Okay, maybe you say so. my God.
Well, Brooke, welcome to this room. Hi there.
Nice to have her.
You will be playing in Studio A for the duration of the game. So far, we've only gone through one round.
I'm going to ask you what everyone in HR is going to ask you after you've been over there. Did Buzz say or do anything to you while you were in his room?
No comment.
No comment.
Oh, dear.
Right up,
Buzz. You know something, Buzz? That's going to mean there's going to be a more significant investigation when this is all done.
There'll be a lot of questions.
Who's that over there? Is that Lisa the Lip over there that's just...
Lisa, look, we always in strip trivia immediately identify one contestant that is more gregarious than any others. And Lisa is the clear winner. Before Don, you didn't see her when we were doing the opening of the show. The door would open every 5 minutes or so, and there was Lisa peering in. Lisa is the curious George. Now, were you a problem child in school? I have a question for you. Were you?
No, I went to church every Sunday.
Good Catholic girl?
Episcopalian.
All right.
Even better. That means she does everything.
Absolutely. But she's definitely the firecracker of the group today.
I think so. Buzz, get your ladies in order.
All right. Okay. Get in order, ladies.
But that in no way, being the firecracker of the group in no way affects the outcome of the game.
Although, remember, she is the one that said she would kiss girls for extra points.
Yes, but we have our standards. We do have our standards.
All right, we come back. Oh, yeah, Lisa, right. Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, Kitty, Kathy, second round, including... Guess the number.
All right. Guess the number, a brand new bonus category.
Come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried and no longer liked her.
Hi there.
He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained?
What?
Nothing but emptiness. Void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. Uh-huh. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
The Don and Mike Show. Idiots. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
And also,
happy f***ing Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
How's it going over there, Buzz?
Oh, couldn't be better, Don.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
We're back with Strip Trivia.
Oh, it's going swimmingly. Uh-huh.
It's the MILF edition of Strip Trivia.
Let's go swimming.
Quick question for someone who may know. On our website, do we have pictures of these lovelies up yet? And if so, where the hell do you find them?
That would be a question for Joe, I would imagine.
Joe? Hi, Joe.
Control room to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I'm working on it. This software is great.
I think he might have been sarcastic.
No, he doesn't know that yet.
This software is great.
He hasn't learned sarcasm yet?
No.
So he's telling the truth. He loves the software.
Yes. How's it going over there, Buzz?
It couldn't be better. This is the best game we've ever played. That's right.
I noticed that Lisa now has situated herself on Buzz's console. Wow.
Hey, girls, what a whore, huh?
Having a console dance.
That's all right. You can give me the finger on that. Wow.
That's a compliment.
I like that.
See, this is like, you're like throwing the rock in the schoolyard. She's going to love you for
that. She's standing up on Buzz's console dancing.
These are mommies.
And just gave me the finger and then licked her finger
and put it there.
Brushed it across where the nipple might go.
One of your nipples was on fire. You were putting that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mommy boobies.
Lisa, in your community, do you have a lot of neighborhood parties?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She got the boobies for it.
Thank you.
I bet those parties are a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yes, I like to meet new friends.
I have parties, and I play strip pool. I lose all the time.
Wow, strip pool.
Was that Kitty?
You guys are in the wrong room.
Was that Kitty or Kathy that said that?
Kathy.
Hello.
That was Kathy?
You know what? I bet you're real good at it. But you're real good at we call thing when you chalk your stick.
Yeah,
you cue your stick.
You get that blue.
The blue chalk.
Do you get that blue chalk all over you?
Yeah, of course. The white the chalk that you use for your hands, that I usually get handprints.
Oh, that's yeah, because you have to use that so that the pool cue can easily go across
right.
your skin.
But see, I lose on purpose.
I am
really an awful guy.
I'm shocked.
Hi,
why
George.
Are you? Why are you an awful guy?
Because I'm thinking about that. Jodie Foster movie.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, my God.
God, you told her I'm off.
That's where your mind went.
The Accused.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Pool table.
What a horrible thing. Yeah, that's what happens.
You always think of that movie.
But you know what? It's not. Hey, it's not that movie. It's not that movie. It's Jodie Foster. You're always fantasizing about Jodie Foster.
We're going to give everybody a chance to catch up here.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a guess the number round?
Oh, no. At first, we have very easy questions.
All right.
Very good. Easy questions.
It's time for a lightning round.
So let's get to it. These are six very easy questions, actually, from a website called Dumb 80s Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there, Lisa.
Lisa's first category was TV.
What right. was the British equivalent of We Are the World?
We Are the World.
Now, are they not selecting the categories
anymore?
No,
they are not. They are simply taking a at-random question from reallyeasy80s.com.
We Are the World.
Do they know it's Christmas?
That's item number two. Lisa, what will you be removing?
Panties
are coming off here.
Okay. Polite golf applause for panties.
Well, now see, you smelled the shoes. Do you think Buzz is going to smell the panties?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Buzz would eat and digest the panties.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
Buzz would pass the panties.
Buzz, there's been a request by Nicole.
So it's strictly up to the owner. The panties are off.
And they're black panties.
Lisa's black panties are off.
Wonderful.
And she's swinging them around.
Yeah. Lacy.
Wow.
She flung them to the back of the studio. Buzz will not be able to partake.
Hi there, Nicole.
Right
now. Nicole in round number two.
Nicole, you have very expressive hands.
Nicole has removed one item of clothing.
Nicole,
so far.
Again, these are just random questions from Easy
Trivia. I didn't know the bra trick. I didn't know that to slide off the bra while my shirt was still on.
And we're grateful for that.
There were six members of the Brat Pack. Name three.
Emilio Estevez.
That's one.
Demi Moore.
That's one. Get one more and you got a right question here.
If I get one wrong, do I have another?
No.
Oh, shoot. Demi Moore.
Come on.
Andrew McCarthy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's one.
Ouch. No, it's not. It's Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Raleigh Wingworm, Judd Nelson, and Ali Sheedy.
That was the technical Brack Pack. Andrew McCarthy not included.
What will you be taking off?
Item number two, Nicole,
shoes,
what will you be removing?
Shoes are coming
off. Shoes are coming off here.
I'm trying to kill you.
Oh, very nice
to get
shoes.
You naked. Jenny.
Jenny.
Hello.
My Jenny.
Jenny has also, well, they've all, I don't have to keep saying it because they've all removed at least one
Thanks
item
for the
of
reminder.
Clothing. My pleasure, Jenny.
Jenny, you got the easiest one. Who had the trademark saying, Nanu Nanu?
Mark.
That is correct.
And that is our first correct answer in the game.
I wanted that one.
Brooke.
Yes.
What
oh
was
Oh my God.
Hey, wow.
Oh, whoa. Oh, we got Flash.
Jenny.
Fantastic.
That's my alliance.
Delightful. Nice. Beautiful.
Delightful areolas. Really?
Okay. I can laugh when you say, I'm sorry I laughed.
Take my word.
I'm sorry I laughed when you said delightful right. areolas.
There'll be more.
Jesus.
God, I'd love a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, man. I'm glad I don't have to erase any of these, this bookkeeping that I'm doing here.
Brooke.
Yes.
What was the name of E.T.'s favorite candy?
Reese's Pieces.
That's also correct.
Our second correct answer. Way to go, Brooke. Wow. You stay hanging in the game. You're tied with Jenny.
Kitty.
And now it's over to the
yes,
twins.
Yes, I want an easy one like the last two had.
All right. What did people desperately try to avoid getting on Press Your Luck?
What's it called? It's called the... Oh, shoot. What's it called? No whammy.
The whammy.
She got it.
Is a correct answer. You get to stay close. Herpes is not. Or herpes. And now it's time for twin sister Kathy.
Kathy. Kathy. What was the name of Kevin's girlfriend on The Wonder Years?
Oh, God. I know what her. Oh, God.
Here's a hint. We've interviewed her on this show.
Hey, hey. I know. I know what she looks like. I know. Oh, God. She has a TV show. She had a TV show where she was.
You think that was going to help?
Mother spy or something.
Yeah. Mike, excuse me. I love hearing a beautiful voice.
Kevin.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody just give her the phone
book.
On
the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my
I'd like to be on the tip of your tongue. I am so sorry.
Time. Kathy, it's time. For you to remove your second item of clothing, what
okay,
will it be?
Okay, here comes my socks.
Socks are coming off here. Buzz, you got the orange spray over there?
I'll get it if I need it.
Okay.
Won't you reveal the answer?
And that is, what's the answer?
What was the question again?
It was the
Winnie Cooper.
It was the Wonder Years.
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie, God.
Winnie Cooper.
Exactly.
And that is the end of round number two, Don.
Where do we stand now, Mike? Who's got what?
Well, Lisa has two items of clothing removed. Nicole has two items removed. Jenny has a correct answer, only one item of clothing removed, along with Brooke and Kitty. And Kathy, bringing up the rear, so to speak, has two items of clothing off. So we've started the competition shaking loose a little bit. We have three women in the lead and two women that are bringing up the rear. Three women and three women. Actually, it's tied. Three with one item of clothing removed and three with two items of clothing removed.
Well, we're going to go back to the Trivial Pursuit questions now.
All right.
For the next round.
Right. Very good.
Some more people closer to being totally naked.
Yes, and now the strategies start to come into play with the bra trick and socks and shoes.
Now
and
let's start with lovable Lisa. Mike, what category can she not choose?
In the first round, Lisa took a TV question, so she can take either news, music, or movies. So, Lisa, you are first.
Movies.
What movie is widely seen as Tim Burton's remake of the classic The Bicycle Thief?
The Bicycle Thief?
What Tim Burton movie from the 1980s? Look deeply into Buzz's big brown eyes.
They're very cute. Look at him blush.
I agree.
Motorcycle Stories?
Be Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
And that's item number three, Lisa. You have your third incorrect answer. What item of clothing will you be removing?
Buzz, what do you suggest?
Oh, my.
Oh, don't leave it up to me. The sweater combination, I think, probably.
Sweater? Yeah. It's off.
Yeah.
Sweater combination, Buzz.
It's a sweater blouse affair. My.
Who knew that this was going to be a private show for Buzz today?
Look at Buzz. She's just sitting there looking at Buzz adoringly.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Lisa.
It's a sweater blouse affair.
It's a sweater blouse combination. Now, how did you know it was a combination? How did you know that the sweater and blouse were attached?
I've been studying Lisa and counting the articles of clothing.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It had to be one.
One to five. Uh-huh. We were only allowed five.
Everybody starts with five.
I got you.
That's right, five.
Nicole, step up. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole, she picked a music question in the first round. That means that she has movies, TV, or news available to her right now.
Let's try TV.
TV.
TV. Yeah. TV, she says. What investigator frequently relied on a helicopter charter company run by his old buddy, T.C.? That's too easy.
That is an easy
I had
question.
The three-part question last time.
That's an easy question.
I have no idea. Magnum P.I.?
Oh!
That's
yeah. Very, very
that's
lucky.
Yay for me!
That is your first correct answer. Congratulations, Nicole. We move on to Jenny.
Yay for me. And Jenny gave everybody a free show there a little
ago.
Jenny, I like you're playing in the spirit of the game, and she picked a TV question
music.
For her first round. And did you?
Yes, please.
Oh, you want a music question now? Okay.
Music. Let me see. Music. Uh-huh. What was the name of the band that Bjork fronted in the 1980s? The name of the band that Bjork fronted in the 1980s. You know, it's like Bjork. I mean, that's how her name looks.
She would have sold more records if she called herself Bjork.
Any idea?
No idea.
Sugar Cubes. God, I pray we get to see your sugar cubes now.
It's time for your second item of clothing, Jenny. What will you be removing?
Pants.
The pants are coming off here.
Pants are not bad coming off.
Pants, yes. Lovely black with white lace panties. Very nice. Very nice. My goodness.
And hey, Nicole.
I want a little tattoo I see. A lovely little tattoo.
Two tattoos. Nicole is the biggest cat in this room.
Is she really?
I got news for you. Every single woman that takes off something, there's a roll of the eyes. No, step up, Nicole.
I am rolling my eyes because this whole experience is so surreal. What I won't do for my children to get Hannah Montana tickets.
I believe you. I believe you, Nicole. I truly do. I wasn't looking at the eye roll. I was looking at the tattoo, the little heart tattoo. Would you show Don your little heart tattoo there?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that lovely?
Jailhouse tat.
That's our Mary Louise Parker looking like.
A jailhouse tat. Time to go to Brooke.
Brooke.
Yes.
Brooke has picked a TV question. I mean, she also has music, movies, and news available to her.
What will it be, Brooke?
Let's go with movies.
Movies. Let's go with that.
Let's do.
How you doing over there, Hef?
I couldn't be better.
Oh dear, Lisa just planted one on Buzz.
See what I'm saying?
Nice.
It's a sweater blouse.
Jesus Christ!
Do you need any further proof?
She's having a wonderful time.
Jesus Christ!
So's he.
We're loving Buzz.
Well, listen, we know all about Buzz, but the question for you is, Lisa: is your husband listening to this?
He is, but he's very open to this.
Oh my!
He'll be here in 10 minutes.
There, that voice just poured water on everything. He'll be here in 10 minutes.
What?
Buzz would swing with Kitty and Kathy.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. Wouldn't you, Buzz?
I'm a friendly guy.
Kitty and Kathy.
We love that satin. We could make a sandwich.
Isn't that a Buzz sandwich?
I'll swing into the canyon.
Swing into the holidays.
Aye. Brooke.
Brooke picked movies, Don.
Brooke, darling.
Yes.
What movie earned Linda Hunt an Oscar for her performance as a male photographer?
Hunt for Red October.
No. I'm terribly sorry.
The Year of Living Dangerously.
That's your second incorrect answer. And, Brooke, what will you be removing?
My shoes are coming off.
Shoes in round number three coming off.
That's
here.
That's okay. That's all right.
And you know what time it is, Don?
It's kitty time. Oh, my.
It's twin time. Twin time, Donnie.
Hi there. Is it Patty or Selma?
It's we want to go to Patty first, who's known as Kitty also.
Meow.
Hi, meow. Hi, Kitty.
Can we hear a really drawn-out meow, like a real stretched-out meow?
Meow.
Who's hot?
Hello, Kitty.
Nice to see you, Mrs. Bates.
Norman! What category has she? Or has she not? What the hell was that?
Oh, she's purring.
Are you doing that?
Oh, that is her. I didn't know either where that was coming from.
That could either be purring or
I swear to God, I thought someone farted. Like
that was Kitty purring.
Like
Kitty, I didn't know you knew how to purr. Could you purr again for us, please?
Wow.
Where's that coming from?
What are you doing?
I'm not sure. I don't see your lips moving.
It's a tongue. You vibrate your tongue.
Oh, is that how it's done?
Yeah.
Are they ever you do it? Can
she's
your sister
purring
do it?
For Buzz.
She's purring for Buzz.
Oh, no, she's rubbing Buzz.
Wow. What about Matt? What about Matt, the intern over there?
How you doing, Matt?
I'm not happy.
Oh, my God.
I need a barf bag.
Uh-huh. Jesus. Over there in the sex room.
Yes,
Good Lord, my God.
What category does
Kitty picked news in her first go-around. That gives her TV, music, and movies for this category.
We're good for Dabba TV.
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 Something easy, please.
TV. Love to make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
What Harvard-educated star of The Love Boat speaks fluent French? ..
I thought there was more.
Is that more? Was that the end of the question?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was going to give you an extra hint, and then I thought better against it.
Wait, what's the guy what's the girl that played the...
You mean who's the girl?
Who's the girl that played the...
Okay, I'll give you a hint if you will purr like a kitty cat.
Okay.
Is it gonna be the extra hint I was going to give you? He does a radio show.
Yeah, so it's the guy that actually became a senator or a mayor.
Any idea what his name would be?
Shoot. He played the yeoman purser.
What's his name?
Please give me 2 seconds. One, two.
Fred Grandy, darling. Fred Grandy.
Fred Grandy is the correct answer. It's time for your second item of clothing.
Okay.
What's coming off, Kitty?
My socks.
Her socks.
Oh, boring.
Most of the footwear is gone now.
Hey, Buzz, you want to sniff those?
Boring.
I'm okay now. Socks are coming off, and it's time to go for the twin sister. I'm good for the moment.
Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Mike, what category does Kathy have?
Kathy has also picked TV, which gives her music, movies, and news as well.
I'll try movies.
Movies. All right, it's not a tough one.
Oh, okay.
What movie had John Goodman's character being tracked by a biker who got a scent of him?
What movie had John Goodman's character who got...
He's a biker.
A biker.
John Goodman's character was being tracked by a biker who got his scent. Kind of a famous movie.
I don't go to the movies.
Raising Arizona.
Oh, yeah. God, that's right. Raising it. And it's time for your third item of clothing. What will you be removing, Kathy?
There you go.
What? We didn't hear you,
it's
darling.
It's radio.
You can see my pants.
Her pants are coming off.
She's taking off her jeans.
She's removing her denims.
So she's down to a top and panties.
And that's the end of the third round.
Wait, it is.
Yay. You gotta see what's on the back of
on the back
underwear.
Of the panties.
Nobody knows. It is a big skid mark.
It's a butterfly clip.
It's a butterfly.
It's upside down.
It's a butterfly.
There we go.
Yeah,
there it is.
A butterfly.
It's a rhinestone butterfly.
May I put in a very quick meal request?
What's that? What would you like? What would you like to eat?
I would love some cottage cheese.
Very good. Enjoy yourself. We'll get some. We'll
with peaches.
Stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm. With peaches.
It's good ones.
You know, I know it's so cold out, but this is about the time of year I miss golf season.
Let's see who's calling.
Telephone.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, do y'all know that y'all like went off the air for probably about 2 minutes on JFK?
Well, why would I be surprised by that? Was the station off the air? Robbie, station off the air?
We just notified that Fairfax is off the air. Engineers are working on it. I think we're still on the network, though, so we should continue the program.
We're still on the network. Thank goodness.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Well, WJFK is not broadcasting right now, so we will continue to broadcast for the other stations.
Yeah, well, around the country, which is delightful.
You're welcome.
We're having a problem with our signal, and we have an engineer here, don't we, Rob?
No,
we have is Bear here? Oh, he's back in Fairfax right now.
Uh-huh. Look how red Rob's cheeks are right now, ladies.
Yes.
See, and he feels the pressure because it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
Didn't the caller say we came back on? He said we were off for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Has anyone called to let you know that you cannot hear anything on 106.7?
Well, that would be, I guess, right now, Mike. Right now, the station's off the air.
That's just perfect.
You know, some might think that there is some sort of plot against us.
One would think. One seriously would think.
That must be it.
What is up? And the ladies seem to be having a good time, so... I know Sacramento is enjoying the show.
Is this a Verizon commercial? Can you hear me now?
That's a good one, Kitty.
When we go back. Mike, who's got what?
Lisa, lovely Lisa, has removed all three items of clothing so far in each round. Nicole has one correct answer. She's removed two items of clothing. Jenny has also removed only two items of clothing. So has Brooke. So has Kitty. And Kitty's twin sister, Kathy, she's not the one that purrs. She has removed three items of clothing, and they're dividing.
That's the one who heard.
They're dividing the categories quite nicely. They truly are.
What a great bunch of MILFs we have.
We've got the best group ever.
Someone's going to get $1,000 and the Hannah Montana tickets.
We are back on.
Welcome back.
Well, incredible.
Hello, everybody.
I think it's good we're back on. Hello, if you tuned out.
You just missed Buzz. getting oral.
It was amazing.
You're all naked.
It was truly amazing. Yeah. It was truly amazing.
Bye, Lisa.
Buzz, do you feel satisfied?
By Lisa.
Yes.
Yes.
And speechless. And yet I crave more.
Wow. It was a radio first. We understand the station in Washington was knocked off the air for a couple of moments. It was while Buzz was violating every FCC rule.
Amazing.
By actually having relations with
Buzz listeners. Broke down all of Rockville.
Yes, he did. And you know, here's the neat thing.
Tore it up.
We're back on the air so that the listeners can enjoy the best part of the show now.
Goddamn right, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mommy boobies.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
She was apprehensive as the gown was forced upward and over her head. For the first time, she then felt man flesh upon her. At first, it seemed coarse and prickly. All thought, however, was driven from her mind as she felt a hard, firm object being forced between her legs.
Oh.
In fear, she asked, "What is that?" Lucinda was innocent about the anatomy of the male species, as well as to the fact that they were capable of extending a portion of themselves for sexual purposes. Harvey, with tender care, tried to explain the ways of lovemaking.
"Why?
You get that thing away from me," she cried. Panic was in her every word. "Relax, my darling. I'm not going to hurt you," Harvey said. But as any good general knows, when the enemy has recognized your weapon, camouflage it before another attack.
Righto.
Wow. Never heard that one.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. We're back with Strip Trivia. Our main station, our home station, WJFK FM, is back on the air.
Yay. Thank God.
All of the ladies are here. Lisa, Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, Kitty, and Kathy. All of them in various stages of undress.
Everybody seems to be having a very good time so far.
Let's just make a quick check. We know everything cool in here with you
yeah.
gals?
Oh, yeah.
Here? Everything good in there?
How about over in Buzz's room?
Everything's great in here, right, kids?
and we have to point out once again, a very special bond has formed between Buzz and Lisa. And, you know, who could be surprised that this would happen?
A lifetime friendship.
Seriously, she is all over him.
Yeah. She is. I believe that Lisa will be taking Buzz back home to her family this evening.
She's very nervous.
She's on him like peanut butter on jelly. She really is.
Just nerves, Don.
She's an incredibly confident woman.
How many times?
And Buzz has his level of confidence as well. But I think even Lisa is phasing Buzz a little bit today.
I'm a little shaken, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but in a good way, right?
Absolutely.
So. You're standing there in your goddamn PJs. Look, he's got a robe on. He's got his silk PJ pants on.
And we just can't keep these two apart. I don't know what's going on over there.
And Matt Pollock, you've been watching over there. What's been happening between Buzz and MILF Lisa?
Lots of friendly rubbing. A few pecks on the cheek. I think she's trying to goad him for answers, but...
Oh, you're a fabulous journalist, Matt.
Not I'm being distracted.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Matt, is it...
Oh, I see one of the twins has her her talons into Matt the pole.
Yeah. Come on.
I believe a bass has been snatched out of the water.
Come on, Kitty.
Come on, buddy.
Give Matt some sugar, honey. Both Kitty and Kathy.
There we go.
Give Matt some sugar.
That's the fun party room over there, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful?
This is the party.
Everybody is getting along so well.
Let's get this going.
Are you ready to go to round number four?
Sure are. It's $1,000, and more importantly, the Hannah Montana tickets, which is why the hot moms are here, the MILFs.
Right. Very good.
The picture is up on our very confusing website. Go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com and click on Photo Gallery.
Very good.
So you see many of these gals simply from the neck down.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, who's first? It's Lisa, right?
We're going to round four with Lisa. Lisa has not had a correct answer yet. She has picked a category.
Great.
She's picked TV and movies. That means that she has news and music available to her.
Let's go with news.
Let's do that.
News.
She loves the newsman.
Who's the newsman you'd most like to bone?
Oh, Larry King. Absolutely.
Not the answer Mr. Burbank was looking for.
Thought you would say Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, that would be Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips.
More
than meets the eye.
You wanted news, and here you go. What mafia chief earned the name the Dapper Don?
Saddam Hussein.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Often confused. John Gotti and Saddam Hussein.
Yes, they're just like brothers. And it's your second to last item of clothing.
She's very nervous.
What will you be removing, Lisa?
Like hugging on Buzz so much.
And it's time for you to remove your fourth item of clothing. You are almost out of the game.
What are you going to be taking off now, Lisa?
A bra.
The bra will be coming off here. We'll take a moment. We will pause.
Let's see.
Everybody's staring.
Quiet.
Oh, yes. There they are.
Oh, she's got good boobs.
Oh, there they are. There they are. Boobs. Hello.
Bra is off.
Hello. Woo! And now the game has our very first bra removal.
Like that.
Now, we got a flash from Jenny earlier, but we have not gotten a full bra removal.
Who wants those boobs, Kitty or Kathy?
Kitty. I'll keep my nipples, but I want the boobs.
Okay, very good, Kitty. Kitty has put in her Santa Claus request.
Does it work that way?
Kids, no trading.
I'll get it.
No trading.
Nicole. Hi there, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole has one correct answer. She's got three items of clothing left, and she has picked music and TV as her categories, which means she has either movies or news.
Would you like to trade something for Kitty's nipple? Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. What's the category here?
Let's try movies.
Movies.
You got it. What actors played the three men in Three Men and a Baby?
I keep getting these three first.
That's an easy one.
It's not for me.
We're the three actors.
Tom Selleck.
That's one.
Can you give me a hint on the other two?
One of them's really retarded.
One of them we hate.
Tom Hanks. He's really retarded in Forrest Gump.
Terribly sorry.
No, it's Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
And the guy that you said.
And Ted Danson.
And
she, oh, I love those undies.
Wow.
She has already, Nicole has already removed her pants, and she is wearing the briefs.
Hey, look at that.
That's very sexy.
That's like Calvin Klein ladies' briefs.
Very, very cool.
They're men's briefs.
Oh, they're men's briefs.
White Calvin Klein boxer briefs.
It's got the little ball holes.
That is cool. Now, Nicole, step up to the microphone for a second. Is that the kind of underwear that you normally wear? Do you normally, or is that just for the game?
This is what I wear every day.
Really? Because it's the most comfortable for you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sexy. It's
very comfortable.
For some reason, it's sexy. It's guy's underwear, but it's still sexy.
Hi, Lisa. She's got no top on.
Don't
say hi.
Don't put me yours.
She's just over there kind of posing.
Wow.
Now, let's go to
when a guy wears girl's underwear, it's wrong.
My Jenny.
This is Jenny. Jenny has three items of clothing remaining. Her categories have been TV and music, which means she's got news and movies to choose from also.
What do you want, Jenny?
News.
Jenny's our Mary Louise Parker looking like.
From the 1980s, a Trivial Pursuit game, totally 80s. Who quit as U.S. Attorney General amid allegations that he had rigged a defense contract in Iraq?
No clue.
Good old Ed Meese.
Ed Meese. Pat Ed Meese, that is your third item of clothing. What will you be removing, Jenny?
Shoes
are coming off.
Lovely Jeez. Shoes.
Keep those till last.
And I can't help but noticing as you remove the shoes that you have a little ankle tattoo as well.
And when I said tease, I meant T-E-A-S-E.
Oh, and she's got, you know what? She's
and
got
also a, tease, like, hey, come on, why don't you take your shirt off?
She's got a tattoo right on the end of her toe as well. Show down that tattoo.
Never heard of that.
My mom a tattoo, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's like,
I have interest in tattoos.
It's past the knuckle.
Very, very. Boy, was that painful to get that tattoo?
Not at all.
Not at
really?
All? All right.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that remind you of, Rob?
I shoot heroin between my toes.
All right, it's time for the Pigeon Sisters, Mike.
Yeah. No, it's actually Brooke first. We have to go to Brooke first, the Princess Diana lookalike.
Right?
Hi, Brooke. What's your category?
Brooke has removed three items of clothing. She's got three items remaining. TV and movies she's already picked, which means, of course, she has news or music to choose from.
Let's go with news.
News.
What U.S. presidential candidate, frustrated during a TV debate, said, "I am just depressed. I want to switch over and watch Jake and the Fat Man." Someone,
Giuliani.
Who?
Giuliani.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Well, it's 1980s Trivial Pursuit.
Oh,
right,
it's 80s.
In 1980s.
Back in the 1980s, I think.
I don't remember who it was.
It was George Bush. It was the
George
first,
Bush.
It was the first George Bush.
The first. It was 41, not 43. And, Brooke, that means it's time for you to remove another item of clothing. What will be coming off?
My pants.
Pants are coming off.
We'll wait for that.
The swimsuit bottoms are coming off.
Wearing a two-piece bikini. And over that, she has a cover-up.
You know, I can't see nothing from where I'm at.
Right.
Can't
see there you go. Show the bottoms to Dom. Will you
just raise them up?
Look at those.
They're awesome.
Would you send those over to Buzz?
we're keeping those all over here.
Buzz
Don,
is collecting
Don, you don't like your seat today,
dear.
Do you?
Now, see, that's the Princess Di would never do that.
What, smell her own panties?
Yes.
I bet she did. Kitty and Kelly time.
I bet they don't smell too good right now. Kitty.
Kitty has three. Kitty, did I say Kelly?
Yes.
It's Kitty and Kathy. Kelly has three items of clothing remaining. She has news and TV. That's the category she picked.
You know what's so great?
What's great?
All these beautiful MILFs are like half naked.
I know.
Just standing around like it's a regular day.
Just hanging out, and Kitty has music and movies to choose from.
We'll go for music, please.
Music.
You got it, Kitty.
Baby.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
What notable song was a top five hit for Willie Nelson in 1982, and then remade in 1988 by the Pet Shop Boys? Would it help if you purred like a kitty cat?
That is helpful.
Yeah. Wait.
Wait.
No, don't buzz. Don't buzz me. Don't buzz. Buzz.
You know.
Take your time, kitty.
Okay. Purr like a kitty, then.
While you're thinking.
Wait, I know this. I know this because... No, I don't know this.
Oh, dear. She doesn't know.
What are you thinking out there, honey?
Pants are coming off.
What was the answer? Always on my mind? Was that it?
Yes, sir.
Your item number three. What's coming off, Kitty?
That pants.
Jeans.
Pants are coming
jeans.
Off.
Jeans.
The dungarees.
Jeans.
If only those pants could talk. Perhaps. But they would say it's hot in here.
And it's time
the
for...
The undies match the bra.
Oh, that's good.
It's really nice.
That's terrific. Good job.
Kathy. Twin sister Kathy. Step up, please.
Kathy's removed three items of clothing. She does not have a correct answer yet. Her categories have been TV and movies.
That's right. Why they've been hard.
And that means news and music. So that's what you have to choose from, Kathy.
I'll do music.
All right.
Music.
What savory rap act broke through with the song Push It? So easy.
Try thinking out loud. It might help.
Push It. Rap act. Oh, gosh.
Push it right back.
Oh, gosh.
Honey, it's Salt and Peppa. Okay.
Salt and Peppa, and it's pepper. Item
Push
number
it real
four.
Good.
Kathy, what will you be removing for your fourth item of clothing?
I guess this is coming off.
Oh, the boobs. Yes, the top has come off.
Wowsy woozy.
And that is the end of round number four.
Hi, my husband.
Hi, your husband. Hi to your husband.
What was that, Jenny? What'd you say, Jenny?
Anybody have syrup? No, who's Caddy? Who's Caddy, not Nicole?
Wow.
I'm right, Nicole, you're not.
Wow,
you're not as catty as Jenny is.
Wow. Me, yeah.
I get pancake jokes.
Wow, oh, wow.
Mike, as we
actually, don't want to have a fight here, that's for sure.
We might want to have a nice cat fight.
Right.
What is, what's this?
What's that? We love fights.
It'd be a cat fight.
It'd be a cat, that's right, a kitty cat fight.
Hello.
Mike,
who?
Okay.
Who's got what, Mike?
I don't know. I want to go home. Lisa has four items of clothing removed. Nicole has three items of clothing removed. Jenny has three items of clothing. So does Brooke. So does Kitty. Mm-hmm. And Kathy has four items of clothing removed. So as we go to the fifth round, Lisa and Kathy are both on the bubble. They are almost out of the game, and everybody else is hanging in there pretty well.
Okay, it's going to be a lightning round when we come back.
Oh, very good.
Lightning round.
No fighting.
We can take that room on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Look at this. Who knew it would go in this direction?
It's a pretty tough room.
I choose pick a number.
I choose extra points for staying in the game.
Oh, dear. Everybody's trying to get creative
everybody
now.
Has an angle.
You never know what's going to happen.
I choose all you soccer moms. Just shut the frick up. Now let's play the game and give away the tickets. And we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh, no, 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 not yet.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. She had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness, void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy. And now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
Right. How are things going over there for you, Pajama Buddy?
Things are great. Did I mention this is the best game we've ever played?
You know, I've seen you just flying around this building during the breaks. You've been outside, inside, all over the place, Buzz.
I had his coat on, so my boobs touched his jacket.
It must be cold over there.
Listen to that. She's excited because her boobs touched Buzz's jacket.
It was nice.
We got a lot of half-naked MILFs in the studio right now.
We do, indeed.
Beautiful. We're going to play a little lightning round here.
We go to round number 5.
And we are loading in, just in case.
Yes.
The stripper music.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, well, that could very well happen in this round. We've got a couple of women that are down to their last item of clothing.
Again, these are 6 beautiful MILFs. They are playing for Hannah Montana tickets, $1,000. We thank them all.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah. You've all been great so far today.
You've been really great. Pictures are up at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Look under the photo gallery. Mm-hmm. And let's start this lightning round with Lisa.
Hello.
Lovely Lisa. Lisa, hello, you've gone through all the categories, TV, movies and news, and so the last category you have is music.
Mike, lightning round, they don't pick the category.
No picking the categories, cool. It doesn't matter, so we're going to go right through round number 5 without picking categories.
Here we go, Lisa, lightning round, answer within 10 seconds. What group sang the hit song, Come On, Eileen?
That would be, Come On, Eileen, that would be...
Stop jumping around,
no,
Nicole.
Let her jump.
Don't stop. Yeah, Nicole can jump as much as she wants. Stop
Lisa?
Jumping around.
I don't know.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
And Lisa, I have bad news for you. Oh, it is time to remove your 5th item of clothing.
That's it for her.
That is it. Thank you so much for playing the game.
You had the music.
What about
the vagina?
Time to get naked.
What about the vagina?
She has no problem with it whatsoever. The belt comes
There's
off.
There's the belt.
The other women have their hands over their mouths.
She's actually
doing
Matt a show.
Matt, can you
unzip?
Matt is unzipping.
Wow. Look at those boobies.
Mommy, boobies.
What about the vagina?
Matt, there you go. And she's taken. Wow.
Bravo. Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
She's got a good butt.
Thank you so much for playing the game.
And then,
lovely. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, well done. Well,
showcasing herself.
Well played.
Wow. Maybe you'd like to just give Buzz a nice goodbye hug. As long as you're totally
yeah, here we
naked.
Go.
There we go.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Wow. You know what's always difficult about flying into the Caribbean? There's always a very small landing strip when you when you fly into the Caribbean. Always very difficult.
It's been my understanding. Better that than nothing at all.
You want to have a small landing strip other than a bare field.
Right.
Well, goodbye, Lisa.
Goodbye.
Lisa, we truly enjoyed
we loved
your participation. You did a great job.
It's not goodbye.
Thank you.
It's just
here's
so
a little
long.
Shake.
That's right.
A little shake.
God, she is so naked.
Yeah. Very extremely naked.
She very is. Nice meeting you, and Buzz, we'll see you later.
And then there is Nicole.
Buzz and I have plans.
Nicole has, 2 items of clothing remaining. She's wearing the guy's briefs, which is very unique,
right.
And her categories don't matter because it's a lightning round.
What band sang the theme song to The Breakfast Club?
You know what I like about Nicole? She's the one that gets really mad when she gets a question.
Simple Minds?
That's correct.
Oh! That is your second correct answer, catapulting you into the lead, Nicole.
Jesus Christ, if looks could kill, mm-hmm. when that question came across, she's
you
like,
see the look she gave both of us?
Yeah.
It's like jeez.
Hey, settle down, honey. Here is Jenny.
Jenny Hi. Is Jenny's doing very well. She's got two items of clothing remaining.
Jenny. Yes. What was the famous line uttered by an old woman in Wendy's ads?
Where's the beef?
Very good.
That is correct.
Another correct answer from Jenny. We move on to Brooke.
Hello, Brooke.
Hello.
Brooke.
Brooke has two items of clothing remaining also. Princess Di look-alike.
Name two of the four ghosts from the Pac-Man video game. Two of the four ghosts.
Iggy and... I don't know.
Iggy and Spoozer. No,
it's Inky and Pinky and Binky and Clyde.
Inky and Pinky, the correct answer. And it's time for your fourth item of clothing. Oh, and the bra is coming up. Wow. Look at... Oh, right. Lovely.
Mommy boobies.
Look at those.
My goodness. Nice.
I believe the word would be perky. Yeah. Very, very nice. This is a fun game. This is a fun game. It really is.
Hi there, a kitty.
Kitty's
kitty.
Next.
Hi, kitty.
We go over to Buzz's studio now for Kitty.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty.
Kitty the purr.
Hello, Kitty.
How many items does Kitty have left, Mike?
Kitty has two items of clothing remaining and no category necessary this time as it is a lightning round. Kitty generating tremendous interest on this side of the room.
Ladies, what is it that you're so
What's the fascination with Kitty, ladies?
What is it, girls? Yeah. Over here.
Hello, Kitty.
What is our fascination?
They think I'm a guy.
Why are you rooting?
What'd she say?
You think she's a guy?
There seems to be lesbian interest.
No.
Here.
No.
This is fascinating.
Well, they think I'm a guy.
No, we don't. We do not. No.
They do not think that.
God, that's terrible.
No, we really don't. We don't think you're a guy.
Why would they think that you were a guy?
There's nothing happening there.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah, no, they believe you.
I am so glad that I
asked. Are something happening there?
So glad I asked the question.
We all believe you.
Kitty, who was the lead actress in the famous bomb Grease 2?
Shoot, what's her face?
Yes, Kitty, right.
Come on, Kitty, you can
Michelle!
Do it.
Michelle! Pfeiffer.
Very good.
Wow. Totally got it.
That is your
job, Kitty.
That's great, Kitty. You're hanging in there. Let's see how your twin does.
All right, Kathy.
She is down to her last item of clothing.
Uh-oh.
Kathy, what is the name of the funky van that Scooby-Doo and his friends rode around in?
The van.
What's the name of the van?
The Scooby-Doo machine. I don't know.
Let's first do this.
Yeah. First things first.
That's the mystery machine.
The mystery machine. And Kathy, it is time for you to take off all of your clothing.
There's no mystery with that machine.
Very nice, Kathy. Very, very nice.
That's where babies come from.
And that's the end of round number five.
There's no mystery to that machine.
And then there were four.
That's right.
And now it's getting down to the old nitty gritty.
Boy, all the other women are really hanging in there. They all have, except for Brooke, they all have two correct answers so far. So out of all of them, Brooke is the closest to being naked.
So we got four left, right?
Yes, we have four left. Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, and Kitty.
Let me ask the ladies who are here right now, the four who are left,
mm-hmm.
would you like... A real fast guess that number.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. No, wait, hold on. We have Brooke. Brooke is nodding.
Everyone must agree.
Yes.
Nicole looks like she's concerned with that. Jenny's on the fence. You wouldn't mind to guess the number.
Thing.
Yeah, between 1 and 10.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, now Kitty says yes.
Yes.
Let me see.
We have to get the exact number or else we're losing some clothes.
That's right.
Nope.
No, that's a no vote.
Okay, what about you, Jenny? What's your vote on this?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
She votes yes. Brooke, what do you vote?
Yes.
And Kitty, what do you vote?
Yes.
That's it.
Three yeses.
I don't know. Can't I be the conscientious objector and they do it?
Nope. Here we go.
All right, now, Brooke, excuse me, go to Nicole now. She is down to...
Like, I have this empty room.
She is down to two items of clothing.
Nicole.
Don, you're writing down a number between 1 and 10.
She's written down the number and circled it. What is the number?
Under protest, 3.
3.
8.
8. I'm terribly sorry. And the she is not happy. She is not happy. She goes to the back of the room.
Don't be mad, darling.
Do not be mad. You are still in the game, Jenny.
We are simply thinning the herd.
All right, Jenny, you have to guess the number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
I've written it down. What is it?
2.
5.
5. Item number 4 is coming off for you, Jenny.
What shall it be?
It's the top. The top comes off. All right, and Brooke.
So Brooke.
Now this is the Brooke has the most on the line right now. She is down to her last item of clothing.
Oh my God! And you agreed to this.
I know.
Aye. Okay. I've already written down your number. What is it?
9.
Oh yeah! My goodness!
She got it.
A lucky break. She hangs in there. She stays in the game. And now we go to Kitty, who has two items of clothing remaining.
Kitty,
have you written it down yet?
Right here, darling.
6.
What is the number, Don?
I think, well, it's 2.
2!
Number 2.
All right.
And that's item number 4. What's coming off, Kitty?
All right. You all asked about the breasts. And I said, the boobs aren't the thing, it's the nipples.
Okay. Wow.
I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
They certainly are something.
I could not agree more.
That's what my husband says.
That is absolutely true. I agree with your husband. I agree with your husband.
It's unanimous.
I want a boob job. He says that you don't need one.
You don't need one.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. Oh, dear.
You do not.
My shoes came untied. My God.
And then he goes back to his Braille newspaper.
Wow, dear.
Thank God they don't get this at the
end. Wow.
4 women each.
So the only person in the guess the number category that won, the only person, Brooke, was the lucky winner.
Uh-huh. And she would have been out totally.
That's right.
And all 4 women are down to 1 item of clothing.
And that's the end of round number 6, and we go to round number 7.
It seems pretty even, Stephen. When we come back, we'll go back to the hard questions and the categories that people have not gotten yet.
As we go to round number 7, we have a lot of people on the bubble, and you're listening to Strip Trivia.
You should have seen how pissed Nicole was.
She'll get over it.
About the whole number thing.
It's not like it knocked her out of the game.
No.
I know, but
it just... It's a, well, chance, skill, you know, we make the rules here, Nicole.
Well, you're a hard woman to please. When you get a question that is remotely easy, you say, how come somebody else got an easier question? Then it's pick a number between 1 and 10, and it's like,
where's the
Jesus,
question?
Jesus Christ.
So beautiful, yet so needy. So put upon. That's right.
But really, absolutely. Such a MILF. That's how she gets away with it.
You know what? She can be as badly behaved as she wants.
That's how she
can throw as many
it.
Tantrums as she wants because she's gorgeous.
Oh, she just stomped her little foot.
She did.
She did.
Go ahead, Nicole. Throw all the tantrums you want to throw.
I just want to get my way.
It's not. It's just chance.
Number 2. Damn it.
You know, I think that anyone could win and it wouldn't piss her off. But if Kitty won, she'd really be pissed.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
If you give Kitty a question like, what color is the sunset? Get up. That'll be a tough situation.
Blue.
Kitty.
Blue. Okay, maybe she won't win with that one.
We will be.
Very jealous of her nipples.
Yes, everybody's jealous of Kitty's nipples, especially Mr. Burbank.
Did you say that, Nicole?
Yeah.
If I could, I would give you a point for that. I really would.
Sadly.
I really would. Mm-hmm. I love a cat fight.
Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned. I bet the 3 of these women are naked.
I think there's a very good chance.
$1,000 winner and the Hannah Montana tickets when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mommy Booby.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You talk very openly about yourself, you know, the bottle blonde, you even do it on the show. Yeah. And you had...
Hooters.
What do you call them?
Hooters.
What are Hooters?
Hooters are these.
Western Frontier.
No, Hooters are just a colloquial phrase for
These.
Breasts?
Yes.
Okay. So you had the breast expanded.
Yes, I had the augmentation done.
The augmentation
yes,
of the booty.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, what's the alternative? What? It's like, you know.
Why'd you do it in the first place? I mean, were you that unhappy with yourself?
No. No. I'm not at all. They're for me. But if I didn't tell this, then somebody else would have. And plus, am I going to come to Hollywood and do like these girls that go, I know, I started working out. No, you didn't. You got knocked out for 3 hours, and then you hurt like hell for 2 weeks.
I think I love you.
And I think they match, too. They go with me. They're perfect.
Well, it looks all right to me.
Yeah, they're good. They're pretty. Even on a bad day, I go, yeah.
Right. Broadcasting from Inn of Doors, the Don and Mike Show. Happy f***ing Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
Where's the strip trivia brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers and eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com. www.e-diamonds.com. 1-800-HER-LOVE. He likes to smoke weed. Lenny Kravitz. Here we are. You know who else likes weed?
I sure do.
Rob Spiewak.
Hi there, Buzz.
Rob likes the chronic. But I have a question for Matt the intern.
Oh, good.
It's the third night of Hanukkah, right?
Yes, it is.
Sure is.
Are you getting gifts?
No, I'm going to go to the Redskins game after the show with my father.
Oh, okay. Is that your Hanukkah gift?
I believe the Hanukkah gift would be all the naked women that I'm surrounded by.
I'm not happy.
There he is, quick with a smart-ass answer.
I believe the Hanukkah gift would be if you were not a supreme disappointment to your dad.
Well,
if you were,
yeah, exactly. Shouldn't he give his father a gift for being so disappointing? Are you giving your father anything?
Yes, he's taking me to the gift.
That's right. You know, your dad would love the gift of love. And imagine, now, Kitty.
8 crazy nights.
I don't know. I'm not good at sizing up people.
Dad, there's something in the car waiting for you.
Are you a Jew? Kitty, are you Jewish?
No.
How would you feel about converting?
Well.
Don, I don't think it has to be a conversion. We're not talking about a marriage here. We're talking about a one-nighter.
So we're going to go together. So, yeah, she goes.
Just keep talking, Kitty. We're just going to, you know, what it is.
She's so naked.
She is totally naked.
Almost.
You just have Kitty waiting naked in the car for Dad.
Still wearing pants.
Are you going to pick up your father, or is he coming here to pick up you?
No, I'll be meeting him in D.C.
Oh, even better. In D.C.
Surprise.
You mean you're meeting him downtown?
Yeah.
Surprise. At the temple?
at the firm, you which go, is also like a temple.
At the firm. Tell me he's not. He's not, is he? Is he a lawyer?
I would lie on Hanukkah.
Is he a lawyer?
He's got to be a lawyer.
Oh, my God. All right. I love that.
We're going to get a winner here. We got Nicole, Jenny, Brooke, and Kitty.
Uh-huh.
4 super MILFs are left.
All down to 1.
And we'll start with Nicole.
All right, Nicole has, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4 items of clothing. She is down to her last, and she is not happy about the game of chance that we played in the last round.
Oh, that's too bad. She'll deal with it.
But I can't stop staring at those men's briefs that she's wearing. Not because she's hot. I just always like to look at men in briefs.
That's right.
What is the category or categories that she may choose from?
All right, she's picked music, TV, and movies. And so news is the only category that's left to her.
Here you go, darling. What nation threw off Soviet domination in bloodless protests that were dubbed the Velvet Revolution?
She's looking around. She seems puzzled, but she surprised us before.
Why is she covering up her boobs?
She's covering them up beautifully.
I'll show them if you give me a hint.
Okay, here's a hint.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this.
There's a hint.
Oh, okay.
Here's another hint.
Somebody give me a C.
That's all I can tell you.
All right.
And.
Oh.
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia, and that means Nicole. It is time for you to get totally naked.
You see, Nicole.
Let me ask a question. If everybody else gets all of them wrong, then what do we start with an even playing?
No, actually, it's the last person in line to get them wrong. So, for example, if you went down to Kitty and Brooke took all of her clothes off before we got to Kitty, Kitty would technically be the winner.
Once again, chance, the order.
My,
it's like life.
Jesus,
There, but she took just
lighten up, Nicole.
She just took her underpants off. Thank you very much.
Thank
Nicole.
You. Yeah, she comes over by you. I can't see anything, and she gives me the dirty look. Once again, Chance. I didn't write the rules, Nicole.
Thanks for being had.
Yeah. Started with the letter C.
I said Canada. That was a good guess.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Jeez. Hi there, Jenny, are you having a good time at least?
I am.
Wow.
Jenny, what category does she have left, Mike?
She's picked TV, music, and news, which means she's got movies left, right?
Yes.
Yeah, movies, your last category.
Yes.
Strategic.
All right, here we go. And the category is movies. What movie featured cameos by Snow White, Yosemite Sam, and Droopy? It's a 1980s question.
What movies?
What movie?
Singular.
Singular movie featured cameos by Snow White, Yosemite Sam, and Droopy.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, that is a good pull.
Good job.
Perhaps
That's a
winning pull. Very, very good.
Brooke.
That saves you for this round. Brooke is also down to her last.
And look at Brooke's boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could just stop for a second to say bravo.
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 I've been wanting a boob job.
Though.
No.
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 Absolutely not.
No, please don't.
Don't. You're very nice like that. Mike, what is the category?
She has picked TV, movies, and news, and so that leaves music for her category.
Oh.
The category is you're very nice like that.
What Billy Joel hit song said, give her every reason to accept that you're for real? Billy Joel song, give her every reason to accept that you're for real.
Uptown Girl?
Tell her about it.
Right. And I'm sorry, Brooke, it's time for you to get totally naked. That is the end of the round for you.
Well.
What? Oh, my gosh. These moms.
Lord almighty.
Wow.
Wow.
You're surrounded by these hot moms.
Holy mackerel.
Excuse me for being so bold. I had to bend down so I could see what was going on down there. Woo! Wowzy woozy.
Wow.
Here's Brooke.
We go to Kitty now.
I'm sorry.
Now, Kitty is down to her last.
Was Brooke. We just lost Brooke.
Yes, we just lost Brooke. Now, Kitty is down to her last. This is the way I was explaining the game to Nicole before. Mm-hmm. If Kitty answers incorrectly, that means that Jenny will win the tickets to Hannah Montana and the $1,000. That's usually the way it works.
So let's get Jenny up
here. So it really
here.
Isn't chance, okay?
Jenny, why did you get up here, Jenny? Because it's really, if she gets it wrong, you win.
Step up to the microphone. Jenny, step up to the microphone. Kitty.
Yes, yes, yes.
Kitty
yes,
has
yes,
picked yes. news, TV, and music. So movies, the last category available to her.
Okay. Would you please purr like a kitty again?
Hot.
It is hot, Rob.
This is for the entire game.
Good luck.
What notorious movie earned this review? Xana Don't.
Oh, shoot. It was with Olivia Newton-John. It was... It had to be Grease 2.
I'm terribly sorry.
Talk openly about yourself, you know.
I'm sorry. That's
there
the
could not thing. Have possibly been an easier question in the entire box.
Right.
That was not really a game of chance now, was it, Nicole, huh?
It really wasn't.
The movie is Xanadu.
Xanadu.
And that means that Jenny,
you
have won the tickets to Hannah
Thank
Montana
you.
And $1,000.
But more importantly, Kitty!
Kitty, get naked!
Take your underpants off!
There goes Kitty!
There they go.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And whoever she was worried about, people That's, thinking she was a man.
See what's happening
to her. Not a man at
Absolutely
all.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy, what a bunch of beautiful women we had in here today.
Did really? We have a collection of beautiful Agreed. Babes today? This Agreed. Was great.
We certainly did. Jenny, as Mike said, congratulations. You get $1,000.
Thank you.
And two tickets for Hannah Montana. And all of our ladies today get $250. So you get something, okay?
All right. Congratulations all right. to all of you. We wanted to make it worth your while coming down
Want
here.
Want everybody to be happy. Jenny. as we give you the bum's rush, who would you like to say hello to? And God, you're naked. You're topless.
Yes, and it's so very cold in here, isn't
it? Topless, and you're just fantastic topless. Mm-hmm. Should be topless everywhere.
Thank you. I would actually not like to say hi to anyone.
Okay, you're keeping it on the QT is what you're doing?
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Good for you.
But
hi.
I want to plug taboolife.org.
TabooLife.org.
Okay.
Well, hey, hold on, guys. TabooLife.org. That just sounds interesting.
Sounds like swinging.
Yeah, TabooLife.org.
What was that, boy?
Don't we usually offer the winner a chance to disrobe in, solidarity?
Jeez. Are you asking, Rob?
Who would have thought that he was going to be the horn doggy of horn
doggy? What about the vagina?
About that,
well, it's always an offer of the contestant.
Apparently, Jenny, Rob would like you to take your underpants off.
I absolutely will.
Oh, she will.
Oh, very good. Bravo.
And, voila. There we go. Wow. Seeing the tattoo. Once again. Oh, yes. Very, very nice.
Can I give Lisa a kiss?
Hey, can I ask a question,
yes,
Jenny, about your website? What is
it's
that?
It's not mine.
What is the website?
Just go there.
Oh, okay. Buzz, you're going to be checking it out, aren't you?
I'm there now.
Of course he
is. Has something to do with swingers.
Lisa, do you still want to kiss somebody? Who do you want to kiss? You want to kiss Jenny?
Oh, she wants to give the winner a kiss.
Sweet.
Okay, go ahead. Lisa, give the winner a
kiss. Everybody quiet now. No, on mic.
That's it?
Okay, hold on. Girls, hold on.
More. Let Don mic.
Don is coming over and micing it right now.
Hi there. Now.
Hello.
Tongues entwined. Here we go.
Great mic work.
Lisa and Jenny.
Bravo.
Congratulations.
Boy.
I just made.
Those two kids just met for the first time, or did you? No, did you know each other?
We just met.
You really just met in the green room? That rocks.
Isn't that nice?
Right.
Well, let's see. Hark the herald angels sing.
We're going to give everybody a chance to say hello to whoever they want to say hello to. Oh, my God. That was a moment.
Sure was.
Yes, we are.
Lisa, you bad girl. Who do you want to say hi to, Lisa?
Lisa, go ahead. Say hi to anybody you want to say hi to right now.
Hi, my family. Hi, Rob.
Very good.
Hi.
They must be proud. Nicole, how about Nicole? Where's sweet Nicole? Nicole complained about everything, but still we love you, Nicole.
I
yes,
really
we
didn't
do.
Complain about everything.
No.
Hi.
Almost. Hi. See you later.
That's all she
saying
did.
Hi.
Then we had our winner, Jenny.
Jenny said she just wanted to mention that website, didn't want to say hi to anybody.
How about Brooke, who went out and took the challenge on the pick a number?
Brooke.
Very good for you, Brooke.
Thank you. Hi, my family, Naya, Brittany, Bud, and Rob.
Very good.
Pleasure meeting you, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke.
Very nice. And how about Kitty?
Kitty. Who would you like to say hello to?
Hi, Cameron. I know you're listening upstairs. I love you.
Cameron Gray.
My oldest son.
Ah, her oldest son.
Upstairs and, here at the station?
Yeah.
And how about Kathy?
Hi, my husband, George. Love you.
Very nice.
Oh, very nice. And we want to thank all you ladies, seriously.
Yeah.
All you MILFs. You are very beautiful. This round of applause
Yay.
Is for you.
Good job to all of you. You are all wonderful.
Great
really.
Great
thank
now,
you
all. All of you, get out of here.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Glory to the newborn king.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and to all a very good night. Thank you, ladies. Hey, that was an interesting twist between old Jenny and Lisa at the end there. Buzz, were you hip to that fact?
Lisa had been proposing that idea since the start of the game. She wanted to earn extra points that way.
Oh,
my
boy, oh
goodness.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. And a great mic technique there, Don, with thrusting that microphone right in the middle of that kiss.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Like being close to it. What the hell's going on in that other room?
I don't know. They're having all sorts of fun.
That's just
more fun and more thrills.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Matt's just going, gee.
Dad? Hey, Dad?
Daddy?
This is Kitty.
She's in the back seat. Am I a disappointment to you now?
It's like that.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
Why don't you go? Why don't you go BYM on a toilet seat? It rhymes. I can't say it, but you know what I mean.
Right. It rhymes with heat.
If you can't beat him, join him. We'll be we'll be back to wind this up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Call the Jibba Jabba.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning
actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Hi there, Ringo.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Here he is, everyone.
Just a few choice items this evening.
You don't have much time.
I know.
Some guy that just crawled out as with all the bed bugs. Oh. I mean, I swear to God, if Buzz does not have cooties all over him from
Buzz
all of
was
those
having
girls,
a fabulous time, and I'm just relieved that they're gone for one reason.
What's that?
I was finally able to fart.
Yeah, we had to behave ourselves today.
Did you catch this? That when it's time to say goodbye, you and I get the handshake.
Right. Yeah, they get the very brief as they're moving their way out there. I've listened to you for a long time.
And I try to do the Bill Clinton thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
Clasp hand.
Make eye contact.
Right. And all I get is like the hearty handshake, like, nice to meet you. With Buzz, it's like, Buzz, this has meant so much meaning to you. If I could just have one more hug. And he's standing there in his goddamn PJs.
He had the better time of any of us. He truly did. But it's Buzz. You have to expect that.
Best game we ever played.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got about 1 minute for news.
We do. Let me just mention then that this week's Monday Night Football game on ESPN turned out to be the biggest basic cable show of all time. More people watched the Patriots' 12th win than watched the previous record holder, High School Musical.
Oh, and the Patriots this weekend play the Steelers. And we'll have Nancy on the show tomorrow talking about how it is the latest game of the century.
Yeah, because the Steelers do have a reasonable chance to knock off the Patriots. We'll see what happens.
And finally, perhaps you've heard of licking toads to get high. Aficionados collect venom from the Sonoran Desert Toad, of which you'll find many in the Colorado River. That venom is secreted from the toad's skin as a defense against predators.
What are you secreting right now?
All kinds of things.
Number three.
The venom contains a chemical called bufotenine.
That's not a boa constrictor in Buzz's pants.
He's leaking bufotenine.
And when it's ingested by humans, it causes hallucinations.
He's like the Tin Man. He's leaking love.
Oil me!
It's legal to have one of these toads. It's just illegal to possess or ingest the venom. But according to police near Kansas City, the new hotness is collecting this toad venom, drying it, and then smoking the residue. A local prosecutor says it's kind of a new age way to get high, and that users tout the fact that it comes from nature.
Right, Jingle.
The prosecutor says the instructions, of course, are on the internet. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Well, our thanks to all of our MILFs today.
Only 1 minute, and that's what he picked.
Use your time wisely.
Right. That's going to be our last trivia. That was a goddamn good one.
Wow.
Pictures up on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Go to the very confusing photo gallery. See what was doing in here. We will see you tomorrow, everybody. New episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Half.
Good day to you, sir.
I bet you'll explode in a car on your way home tonight.
It's possible.
Hi there, Rob.
I'm thinking of renting a movie tonight.
What?
Leprechaun, starring Eileen Brennan.
Find your gold!
Hello, Kitty.
This is the Don and Mike Show.